The following program contains graphic language. Viewer discretion advised.
Oscars. I smell Oscars.
Hooray for Hollywood. That's truly, bally, hooly, Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Hey, everybody. It's me, the J-Strom, and I'm here with the pop culture zealot, Steven, and Andy, or can I call you Andrew?
You can call me Ray. You can call me Jay.
How about Andy from Hollywood Saloon?
That'll work.
Now, we are here at the Oscars. Actually, we're watching the Oscars on television.
No, front row.
Now, Andy, we're watching Ellen, who's a lesbian, by the way, in stunning high def. Nice.
She's nasty, but...
She's from the country of lesbadasia.
Her girlfriend is sweet.
Yeah, Portia de Rossi.
Nice.
Yeah, you know what? All right, Ellen, got yourself a hot chick there.
Yeah, there she is.
Hey, money gets you anything.
Now, here's a question. Would you do Ellen?
No.
No, basically... Well,
she's probably not all that tainted, so...
Tainted. Don't say taint and Ellen in the same sentence. No. But seriously, guys, we're here just to comment on the Oscars. Is this meant to be a running commentary? Could someone, like, play this and hear us? I don't know.
I don't know.
Just kind of listen to this at work.
Yeah, it's, I mean, they really don't need the Oscars.
No one watches the Oscars twice, do they?
Yeah.
So this is just to entertain ourselves, and hopefully someone will want to listen.
No, what you have to do is take your TiVo'd Oscars and sync it up.
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1,
go. Sync. And yeah. Ellen's talking.
Yeah. So you should have perfect sync now.
You know, I've always thought Ellen is kind of elven looking. Like she could easily be a lesbadasian elf.
She had like the little points coming out from her ear.
Yeah.
From the hair.
Easily.
Can I join?
Yes, you may.
She's from Miniscorbo.
We were just talking about would you or wouldn't you, Ellen.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Penelope Cruz?
Yeah, I think I might.
Oh.
There's a lot of good-looking people in the audience, isn't there?
Is
this just doing for the sake of doing?
Yeah, I like that she sees a few Americans there in the audience.
That's an interesting suit.
She's so funny.
I can't hear a word she's saying. I have the closed captioning on.
I have the volume up.
I want to just say for our listeners that if you hear a lot of backgrounds, it's because there's stuff going on at all of our homes, and it's a big Hollywood Oscar party.
It's so wild.
We're having drinks and cocktails.
Yeah, we're here at the, what would you call this, the Mulberry kind of...
Cultural
Emporium.
Center.
Yeah. We're always at the Cultural Center.
No, we're at the Mulberry Cocktail Lounge, baby. And then we're watching it. We're all here at a bar. And I got my mojito, because I'm a fiend for mojitos, just like old Crockett. And the where the hell wasn't Michael Mann nominated for Miami Vice? That's what I want to know. He was robbed. I'm already shit-faced. Yeah, seriously, Andy, what went wrong with Miami Vice? That's for a different show, isn't it?
Yes, let's just see how much we can shake our camera.
1, 2, 3. Go ahead and eat it.
Eat it.
That's all right. Hey, there's Gong Li right now. Why the hell wasn't she nominated for that? No, I mean, seriously, how did that movie go through? And it's like, hey, Mike, I'm loving this. I'm loving the footage we're getting, this high-def footage. No, hey, Mike, I don't understand a fucking thing Gong Li is saying. Is that a red flag for you there, pal?
It's like, how do we spend $150 million on this?
Yeah. Hey, is there any way you could get more grain into the nighttime scenes?
Is Jack Nicholson bald?
Grainy sky.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson, it looks so scary.
And you know, that Abigail Breslin has to be having a hard time with her brother.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Well, remember, he was the one that started acting. So there's probably like a sibling rivalry.
Oh.
That means he's going to grow up and be the Eric Roberts.
Is Ellen wearing Gene Wilder's outfit from Willy Wonka?
I think it is. Oh my God, is he dead?
Yes, yeah. Peter O'Toole is dead.
He's I think they're actually embalming him there.
He's a reanimated corpse. Hey.
He looks like a really old Michael York.
Yeah. Michael York looks better than him.
Run.
Alston. Run.
He's got some great choppers.
Logan. Where's Logan?
Yeah.
Sorry. Logan's
right. He's Basil Exposition.
Yeah, Basil Exposition.
Yes, clap for the American Idol.
Jennifer Snow.
We all know she's going to win. The darling of Hollywood.
Just hand it to her.
Hey, it's Al Gore.
Hey, it's Steve Carell. Love Steve Carell.
Oh, Mr. Gore there for his inconvenient truth.
Hey, man!
We got Foggy here, too, by the way. But
yes.
I think he's already wasted, Steven. He was here. Hey, guys, we got you guys beer 30 minutes ago. And he's already, like, had six
beers. Yeah, I show up 30
beers.
Minutes late.
How do you pronounce Simon Hunshu? Jimin Hunshu. Hunshu Jimin. How do you pronounce that?
It's Dijimon.
Dijimon Hunshu. What'd
you say? Dijon Hunshu?
Hansen.
Dijon Mustard Hunshu.
Dijon, yes. That's
Jaimon.
Dijon Mustard.
That guy was great
in Don Hancho.
He was great in Gladiator. Remember the part at the end where he buries the little action figures of Gladiator's kids?
Yeah.
Teared up. His little D&D figures.
He had to roll a new character.
Yeah.
Remember when he was on Alias?
Oh, yeah. Vaguely.
He was a bad guy.
Bad mother, shut your mouth.
Yep.
Just talk about Dijon.
Yeah, Dijon.
She sounds like the fish from that Fishy Nemo
movie.
She does.
She sounds just like that.
Sounds like the one that forgot everything.
Oh, no.
The worst thing ever, Bill.
Here we go. It's time to do the American Idol.
Oh, yeah. Here we go, baby. Oh. This is why we watch the Oscars.
A gospel choir. Oh, and everybody has to stand up.
Stand up and act gay. Oh, this is funny. Yes.
This is the Oscars.
It's a strong smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring back Billy Crystal. Pay him whatever he needs.
It's a big shit cloud.
No, what was wrong with Jon Stewart?
Jon Stewart, even.
Yeah, Jon Stewart's intro was good.
Yeah.
I have nothing against Ellen. She's fine.
No, I like Ellen. I think she's funny. But
whenever it's just
ridiculous.
Whenever music is presented on the Oscars, it's time to go take a leak.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I've always hated the musical numbers.
It's not funny.
Yeah. You didn't like Damn It's Hard to Be a Ho or what it was last year?
Hard to Be a Gangster?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Bond.
Hey, it's that guy from Layer Cake.
It's called Botox, damn it.
Oh my God. Look how skinny Paul Kidman is.
What's wrong with having a shape? And her face is so snug. It's like a snare
It is
drum.
Snug. I wonder how many surgeries she's had.
Look, guys, they just grow old and they look cool. But women, they gotta have stretch their faces out.
Yeah.
Like,
why doesn't she just have a parrot on her shoulder?
Have you guys seen Meg Ryan lately? Remember how cute
she was?
Yeah.
Train wreck.
She looks freakish.
She looks horrible. Just grow old, lady. Remember,
It's Catherine.
Not helping
girls.
Catherine. Hepburn.
Yes.
So art direction.
I'm just like going. Yeah. Do I just say the whole name?
Yes. Like Katharine Hepburn, for instance, she grew old and she was fine. I mean, grow old. Now, Andy, you thought that Pan's Labyrinth was the best movie you've ever seen, right?
No, I did not like it.
Were you bored out of your mind?
Well, so many people try to tell you.
But should it win this award, though?
I thought it was incredible.
Pirates of the Caribbean is going to win.
Yeah.
You liked it, Bill?
All right,
I did.
Let's see who wins. And the winner is?
Yes, Pan's Labyrinth.
Yep.
Damn it, we're on a delay.
So am I before all of you?
Yes, you knew before us. Pan's Labyrinth. Congratulations, Pan's Labyrinth. That's the only fucking award you're going to win tonight.
It's an incredibly looking movie.
Yeah, it looks incredible. Wait to watch it.
But I just, it's gloomy, man. It's dark beyond dark.
Is it? Oh, it is.
What is with these women?
They're all too skinny now. That's the new modus operandi in Hollywood.
No density.
Sick.
What? You are my density.
Mimetic polyalloy.
Knives and stuff.
Look how
weapons.
Skinny that lady is next to him.
Uzi 9mm.
Endoskeleton.
I like to think Guillermo del Toro.
Living tissue over a combat chassis. I got him.
I hope he hires me for Hellboy 2.
Fully alloyed combat chassis. Let her talk. Nicole Kidman. I thought. Remember that movie Malice with her and Alec Baldwin? She was like so hot in that.
She was.
She's just stay away from the surgeons.
Maggie Gyllenhaal. Would you?
Yes.
No.
Well,
she was just great in
World Trade Center.
Not. She was good.
She's a great actress, but she does nothing for me.
Not in World Trade Center.
What about
that
you, Steve?
It was like a Hallmark movie.
But, I mean, would you prefer to date her and have a relationship or just meaningless?
She's just bizarre looking. She's got a big egg head.
She looks like a wee leprechaun.
Up in the tree. What's that Star Wars? Oh, so they don't nominate Star Wars, but then they show a clip of it here?
This is all the scientific awards that
happened
4 days ago that nobody cares.
Yeah.
Shoot him down. We're out of rockets. Then follow him.
That has to be the most boring show, the scientific awards.
The only ones who care
this award to the guy who invented film emulsion.
Film emulsion?
And a scraper to scrape the emulsion off the film.
To the man who created the multi-channel film developer. What?
To the guy who...
Oh, no, not a dance number.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
It's time for art.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
They're going to make a car.
Whoa.
Performance art.
Whoa. They formed an Oscar. Awesome.
Hey, look, it's Don LaFontaine.
Nice.
In a world where an Oscar show wasn't complete crap.
Is Oscar liquid gold?
In a world.
It looks like polymimetic alloy.
Mimetic poly. Look, he's holding a sword. Stabbing weapon. Or a giant knife, if you will. Giant knife, stabbing weapon. That's like just the default lately. It just pops into my head. Knives and stabbing weapons.
Where's John Connor?
Have you seen this boy?
We've been obnoxious all night. My wife
Heather
is
Locklear was looking rough. The iPhone commercial.
I too want to pay $600.
Oh, I've been waiting to see a commercial for this.
And you missed most of the commercial.
The main thing I've heard about that iPhone, you can't take the battery out, Bill. You know, it's just
you can't take the battery out.
No, it's just there's no way to open the phone, so you're just fucked if you're somewhere. You're supposed to use it for all the networking, and you can listen like an iPod, but you can't change the battery out. Like if you're traveling, you gotta just fucking charge it. You know,
which means it's a locked phone.
Yeah,
like you can't put the SIM card or anything.
And we're back with the 79th Academy Awards.
And we're back.
And I just want to let all of our listeners know that we're having massive technical problems. It probably has to do with the drunken Foggy. Hey, it's Steven's favorite guy, Will Ferrell.
Oh, I like Will.
What is going on with that hair?
Oh, I can hear the egg. Shorter. It's a mess.
I turned it up a little just so we could hear this.
Yeah,
to torture Steven.
He's really taken over this role from what's his name? Jim Carrey. Remember, he would always do things at shows like this. Now he's so serious.
Right.
Yeah, she is the number 23.
Did you guys see him on, what was that, where he brought out the Dr. Pepper because it has the 23 on it?
Wow.
Oh, God.
No, who's playing the piano?
That would be Bill Conti, wouldn't it?
Bill Conti?
No, didn't Bill Conti used to do all the Oscars?
Yeah.
Is he still doing it?
I would think.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, he's a composer. I'm sorry, I'm talking to the wife.
You guys just mute your TVs and I'll just crank it up in here.
Jack Black.
Oh, look, Leo brought his mom. That's the way to do it. You don't bring a...
Didn't you love Ryan Gosling in the book, whatever?
The Notebook?
But, oh, yeah, that was great.
Now, Andy, there's something you may not know about Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Greatest actor of his generation.
Yeah.
Also, Steven, what else?
Very down to earth.
That's right. Down to earth.
And quite gay.
Huh?
Wow.
Andy just outed him. Andy, would you? Helen Mirren.
Oh, here's
John C. Reilly.
It's like he was a serious actor. Now he's just Mr. Comedian. We made that switch with
Talladega. Well, it's because... Paul Thomas Anderson hasn't made anything lately.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
So now he's doing Talladega Nights.
Yeah. He was
That's
great.
A guilty pleasure for
you know
me.
What? He was he's a great one of those great character actors. Remember State of Grace? He was great in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think
Phil Joanu.
See, I think I'm probably the only one on the face of the earth that loves Magnolia.
I love Magnolia.
Oh, okay, good.
I've never seen Magnolia.
Frogs from the Sky.
Oh, wow. But I did like...
Frogs from the Sky?
I like the Boogie Nights, though.
The Boogie, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But Magnolia is just one of those movies either love or hate.
Well, the Magnolias... I mean, the Boogie Nights produced quite a few talented people. You got John C. Reilly out of it. You got the... What's his name from Capote?
Mm-hmm. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, yeah.
If I was a famous actor, I'd have three names.
Well,
yeah,
Philip Michael Thomas.
Don't you have three names now?
I don't know.
I have four names, yeah. Steve.
Oh, you got to drop one.
Yeah, I would.
You know, did they really need the guy on the piano in the background?
Okay, guys, let's review this. Was this funny?
No.
I'm going to say...
Was it a bunch of hamming it up?
Yes.
Yes.
Entertainment for millionaires at the Oscars.
It's entertainment for people without.
Apocalypto.
Win, win, win.
Yeah, that movie ruled.
Amazing film.
Absolutely. No, it's going to be Dalapan's Labyrinth again.
You have to click.
No, I hope Apocalypto wins.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Pan's Labyrinth is pretty amazing.
It's pretty boring. I have to disagree with you, Mulberry Bill.
Give it The Dark Crystal.
Episode 3.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Now count to three, Bill.
Shit.
Pan's Labyrinth. Well, we saw Pan's Labyrinth as a date, my wife and I. Really not a good date movie.
No.
No, but Andy, you have to admit that you'd rather it win over fucking Click. They made Adam Sandler look fat. Ooh, yeah, that deserves Academy recognition.
You know what bothers me about this, though, is that Apocalypto, it was so convincing that you completely forgot that these were
Yeah.
Exactly, Bill.
I think he got dropped.
I know. He fell in the pit.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
Good, let's talk about him.
Bill, you back? And boom goes the dynamite, Bill.
Guillermo del Toro. I've got some inside dirt on Guillermo.
The real way you pronounce his name is Gorilla-mo.
Gorilla-mo.
No, Gorilla-mo.
Is the general consensus now that Hellboy was a great movie in fanboy jurisdiction?
No, it was that it was good and falls apart in the third act.
Right, because people always talk about it now like it's a great movie, and it's not. It's just so ho-hum. It's okay. special effects.
I really think that it had no climax.
Yeah, it had no real climax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just, you hear people talking, and they talk like it's really a great movie.
I thought it was promising that Hellboy 2 might be really good. Yeah. You know, I thought many people, I'm not sure how many people agree with me on this, but I thought that he did a bang-up job with Blade 2, Guillermo del Toro. Blade 2 kicked ass, I thought.
And I like Blade 2 also. Absolutely. I thought it was...
I thought that...
probably better than the first one.
Nomak was a great bad guy.
Oh, gosh. It's been a while since I've seen it. Oh, we got the kids now.
Aww.
How cute.
Don't you love Oscar banter?
I'm People a Scientologist, like... just like my daddy.
People spend forever writing Oscar banter, and it's just every year it's like, I want to blow your head off.
Oh, you want to know what the worst is? When they bring out the cartoon characters on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, look at Sully from Monsters, Inc. He's really there on the stage.
Yeah.
Oh.
So lame.
So you think the car from Cars will drive out there?
Yes, it's going to drive on the stage. Just you wait, Steven.
And, you know, they'll have what's-his-name behind the curtain.
Knives and stabbing weapons.
You got to hit the struggling button a little.
Oh, that's I'm pretty sure Foggy's passed out by now.
Yeah, he's out.
This animation is pretty incredible. Andy, they show this footage in high def, all the clips.
Oh, really?
So all the animation was just high def. Looks amazing.
I was at Best Buy today, and I saw some high-def TVs, because we've been thinking about buying a 32-inch TV. Can't afford a high-def, but it was just amazing to look at, and it hurts, because I know I can't afford it.
Struggling.
Exactly.
Thank you, Foggy.
The thing is, about high-def, anyone who loves film, be it a John Jansen, they should
Mr.
watch...
Mr. John Jansen, shout out to the John boy who is... avoiding the Oscars tonight to be playing his clarinet with Woody Allen. So
he's boycotting it with Woody.
Yeah.
But the thing is that widescreen DVDs or whatever, or things in high def, I mean, it's so incredible to feel like you're in the movie theater with all the lights out or whatever.
Oh, I bet.
It's nice. Amazing.
Oh, well, congratulations to this lady. What's her name, Steven?
Yeah.
I don't know. She won something for
best animated film.
Yeah, the Danish poet.
Short movie that no one will ever see.
Yeah,
Kate Blanchett, gorgeous. I like her.
Very doable.
She was great in Lord. Steven, don't cheapen this.
How dare you?
How dare? Good Lord, man.
Jesus.
How great was she in Lord of the Rings? Is that creepy lady, elf lady, or whatever she was?
Very I would have given her the ring.
Yeah. Whoa, hello! And we, Bill, I guess, he was like, screw the Echo, I'm out of here.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Best live-action short film.
With Arnold.
The nominees are...
The nominees
Knives and Stabbing Weapons.
California. And...
Knives and Stabbing Weapons.
And... See you at the party, Richter. And
the first short film, Knives. The second,
and the best of all.
The second,
and the
one,
winner,
Stabbing
is,
Weapons.
And the winner is, fuck you, assholes. You have to say ass.
Oh, nice! A musical. So they did a takeoff of West Side Story, West Bank Story.
No,
is that
great
what one
idea?
Yeah,
cool.
Oh, what's up with Jack? With the
I
shade?
Don't know.
He looks scary.
He's right next to Jaimin Hunsu.
Maybe he did something. Maybe he shaped his head for a role or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I almost got to say...
I've ridden on an airplane twice with his stand-in.
Really?
Oh, really?
You look like Jack.
Town needs an enema.
No, he came up was chatting with us...
Wait a second. The guy just came up and talked to you and goes, yeah, I'm Jack Steven.
No. He was talking to...
That was a con man, Steven. Where's your wallet?
He took my wallet.
Wait, hey, Jack Steven just stole my wallet.
He was talking with some girl I was sitting next to in the airport, and the chick's like, "You know, you look like." And she goes, "I." He goes, "I know." You know,
Jack is dead, my friend.
He's like, he was trying to hand me a card, telling me his website. It's like the Joker, joker.com or something.
Con man, grifter.
Hey guys.
Hey dude.
You know, it's cool if they show the screen, but if they only show the people doing, you know, the close-ups of their mouths doing this.
Right,
stuff,
we kind of lose the effect.
Yeah, and here we have the Sunshine Boys.
That's
getting
right.
ready for their appearance later on tonight to win Best Picture.
Do you guys remember when Greg Kinnear had his horrible talk show on NBC?
Talk Soup?
No, before he had that, but on NBC he had
that was on E.
He had Carson Daly's spot.
Right.
All right. I just remember when he was on E.
So you're telling me that you think that their film is going to win Best Picture?
There's a possibility.
Little Miss Sunshine? I don't think it has a chance in hell.
I hope not. I don't think it deserves it.
I think Children of Men could have easily won over that. Had it been nominated.
Right. What?
It's a cheat when you got a war film for sound. Come on. It's the subtle stuff that is difficult.
Like the knives and stabbing weapons.
Exactly.
And the Big winner Hollywood. Is RoboCop.
And the winner is RoboCop 3.
Ghost 2.
What did they say? Who wins?
Letters from Iwo Jima. The war film with planes and guns. Hey, I'm all for it. Hey, there's Clint.
Man's got to know his limitations. Do you feel lucky, punk? What do you, Andy?
Foggy's trying
Go
to
ahead. Make my day.
Oh, God, there's Paul Haggis. No more Paul Haggis.
Haggis? What is Haggis? How revolting. Goat stomach stuffed with...
It's
there can be only one.
Stuffed with goat stomach.
You're a Spanish peacock.
It's the Chicago way.
That's the Chicago way. You should have mailed it to the Marx Brothers.
Hey, where is old Sean Connery? Why isn't he at the Oscars?
Dead. He died.
No!
I'm just kidding. He didn't die.
Week's Studio 60.
He just hasn't done anything.
He did retire from acting, didn't he?
I don't know.
Jessica Biel. Attractive, can't act her way out of a paper bag. But she was good in The Illusionist, though, wasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she was, yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
She got good direction. That's what it was, right, Andy?
Mm-hmm. I've yet to see The Illusionist.
The Illusionist. She was great in that stealth movie where she's flying a jet. Very believable. Now, this is the award, man. Right here. Best sound mixing. We got Apocalypto, Blood
Some
Diamond.
Some war footage.
Where you're from, it's bling bling.
Is
but
this...
here, it's bling blang. Shamalama ding dong.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Not at all.
It's going to be flags. More explosions. And
this will be the only award Apocalypto wins. Man, I got to see that movie. Look at that.
I saw flags. But I haven't seen...
How was the old Flags of Our Fathers?
It was okay.
Did Ryan Felipe make you not like it as much?
No, he was all right.
I didn't like the casting of the film. I didn't want to look...
Oh, did you see that? Johnny Depp got hit in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, that's comedy,
you
dude.
You scared me more than anything.
Oh, Dreamgirls won.
It'll
Sorry.
Just be one go-round.
Dreamgirls won Best Sound Editing.
Yeah, what kind of
sound
crap
mixing.
Is that? Charity Award.
You think that's the only thing it'll win?
No.
I guarantee you that Eddie Murphy's going to win. Jennifer Hudson's going to win.
Well, but remember all the talk when they said that Eddie Murphy wasn't going to win because of Norbit?
Right.
It was like, is it going to charge us?
Well, that
just
well,
chances.
That
but their votes
people.
Were already in by them, weren't they? Hey, does anyone know that? How long do you have before you turn in your vote for the Oscars?
I have no idea.
I had to turn mine in 2 months
What's
ago.
What's that, Andy?
I got mine in at about 5 p.m. today.
Oh, wow, so you can be late. But those guys with the briefcases, though, the satchel,
They're saddlebags.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of your Chads hang? Sorry, I'm going bagways.
They hang low.
Knives and saddlebags.
Who's that?
Rachel Weiss.
Rachel Weiss.
Rachel Weiss.
Submerged. Jaimin Hansu.
He looks very studious tonight.
Who's that smiling behind Alan Arkin?
Eddie's like, can we get over with this, please?
Didn't I tell you that the phone in my limousine is busted and I can't get in touch with my bitches?
I ain't gonna fall off an old banana no tailpipe.
I'm gonna say Rachel looks very nice tonight.
He looks creepy.
Look at that runt. Shorty.
Do you think that's the first time they've ever said the word pedophile on the Oscars?
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping he'll be the last. Why didn't Bacon get nominated for The Woodsman?
Uh-oh.
I think it's about a year too late.
Alan Arkin is great. He's been great. The only problem I have with Alan Arkin is he's Alan Arkin in everything he does!
Yeah, he is.
Why wasn't The Hitcher nominated?
I want to find my son! I have a diamond!
Hey, he busted out the old muffler. The old John Voight muffler.
Jaimin Hansu.
Blood Diamond. He has the shouting performance, so that's always a scores.
That's all he does.
Oh, here we go.
Movie.
Is this going to happen right now?
Yes.
All right, get ready.
Best supporting.
Jackie Earl Haley. Jackie Earl Haley.
I'm telling you, it's going to Eddie.
Come on, Jackie.
I wanted to go to Marky Mark. He was great in that.
Oh, that would be a disaster.
He made the whole audience laugh. He did a great role. Plus, he said the F-bomb several times.
Okay, several.
Okay, Bill, tell us who wins. So you'll know first.
Jackie Earl. No, it's Alan Arkin.
Oh, wow.
Alan Arkin?
Whoa.
Yep.
Wow.
Jerry, Annie Mae, she made the baby cry. I'm telling you guys, you're going to piss your drawers when Little Miss Sunshine wins tonight. The whole bag.
Shooting match.
I hated that movie.
Yep. Little Miss Sunshine.
I wonder if this is one of those charity awards because he's done everything for so long and finally he's done something.
We will know it is. If Peter O'Toole wins, we'll know that's what it is tonight.
This is charity night.
Okay, night.
Now, let me ask you this, Andy. Is Little Miss Sunshine this year sideways?
It's worse than sideways.
You know what I mean?
Sideways,
the darling of Hollywood. Everyone loves
absolutely.
The movie.
Well, it's the independent film. It's the only movie of the lot that you can feel happy after you see it. And I think that plays a lot on people. Plus, it's a big cast of actors.
Right.
And that's the largest, voting block academy. So,
is he going to start crying?
He better.
Was this his first Oscar?
Yeah. His first Oscar, he's had numerous nominations.
So, yeah, this was
Eddie Murphy will never get a chance at an Oscar again.
He didn't deserve the nomination anyways.
I heard he lit up the screen in Dreamgirls, Bill.
Snore. He sang. Yeah.
My girl wants to party all the time.
Oh, look, she's talking to Marky Mark. You loser.
I'm no longer Marky Mark. Just call me Mark.
Look at the size of my eyebrows.
Yeah, you're going to win tonight. Did you hear who's giving the award to Scorsese?
No.
The presenters of the director award tonight is George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, and Coppola.
Yeah.
Francis Coppola.
So that's a total setup.
Kind of a lock, so you know who's going to get the award.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
A Taxi Driver should have won, don't you think?
No.
Against Rocky?
Yeah.
I'm a Rocky fan.
So am I, but Taxi Driver should have won. Goodfellas should have won the Oscar. Come on.
Goodfellas should have.
No, King of Comedy should have won.
New York.
Rupert Pupkin.
Mr. Langford, Mr. Langford, he come in here. He touch everything. He gonna give me a heart attack.
Love.
I'll go home and get your fucking shine box.
Oh no, not a dance troupe.
Yes.
Awesome.
The Burbank Repertoire.
Dancing for Happy Feet.
Look, these are actors you will never see in a movie.
They're rolling all over the place.
Look with at the them shadow roll. Puppets.
Come on,
and
seriously,
they
folks.
The giant penis.
What is Happy Feet even being acknowledged for?
Oh, my the, God.
For the
they
incredible
made penguins.
They're going to look like
Williams.
Penguins.
Awesome! Sold! Disturbing. What are those?
Those people turned into
mutant penguins.
But so what was the pitch for those puppet shadows? You're just like,
knives
okay,
and testicles.
What you we're going to do is we're going to do shadows.
You know those hey, old hand look. Shadow puppets you used to do on the wall? We're going to do that, but with people.
All right, time for me to urinate. Urination.
Break.
Let's just hear it.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Janet Jackson's.
You know, that's one. No, nobody called that one in the. We did our picks, and nobody called Alan Arkin.
Well, you know, I'm telling you, you just watch. That's who Hollywood voted for. Think about all the buzz and all the stuff you've been seeing on television lately. They've been on shows. They've been on different talk shows during the day.
They're pressing that one hard to win, yeah.
I can't believe they're still playing this Kevin Federline commercial. It's ridiculous.
I know, and it's the only thing that's funny once, and you can't ever see it again.
Well, you know, what
the fuck was that?
Is the phone ringing?
I don't think it's hooked up or anything. Foggy, what is that? Oh, is that? Don't tell me that's Vanessa. She's calling. Go ahead and pick it up. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Mulberry?
Yeah.
How did he get this number?
Who's this?
I got your number. I know everything about you, Steven.
Oh, my God. It's Eugene.
I'm finally on Mulberry.
How'd you get this number?
I told you I know everything about you.
Well, we're doing an Oscar show now, Eugene. Who's your pick for Best Picture?
Best Picture, Firefly.
It's not nominated, and that was a couple of... it's a TV show.
Firefly.
It's not even a movie.
No, well, that's what it's going to be. That or Logan's Run.
Whoa. You know, I got to tell you this, Eugene. Firefly is a good show, but it's not that great.
It's from the verse. Don't make fun of the verse.
Well, technically, everything's from the verse.
Is that Mulberry Bill?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You are my sworn enemy.
Cameron Diaz is reborn as a brunette. She looks great.
She does?
Yeah, except for she's been drinking too much.
She looks like a duck.
Hey, I love the mallards. Oh, wait, is that the male duck?
I think it's just a type of duck.
What about you, Eugene? You like Cameron Diaz?
No.
She's nothing compared to Vanessa, right?
She looks like a man.
She does look like a man, Eugene.
Don't talk to me.
Hey, Eugene, we have someone here who wants to talk to you.
Retarded.
She's with me now, you know. That's why
she's
not on the damn show.
Oh, no, look, they got the obligatory Cars from Cars and the Penguin. They're not really there, you dumbasses. They're CGI.
The Mater's there.
Oh, they got the Monster House kids.
Awesome. Monster House.
Eugene, are you a virgin?
That's your sister. Not after I met your sister.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Hey, sir.
That is a shocker. George Miller pulls it out.
Yeah.
Happy Feet. Oh, God. Please let Robin Williams come up. Please.
Oh, do you like Robin Williams?
No, 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 no.
I got to let you go, Eugene. Sorry.
Don't you do it. I got some bones to pick with Mulberry Bell.
See you later, Eugene. Ooh. Bye.
He's gone. Man, I can't believe it. George Miller got his Oscar.
Yeah.
What the hell is he wearing?
He's trying to look like a penguin.
He's got the...
he's got a jogging suit on.
Like an ascot on that's not
folded,
right?
He's like, hey, look, I look like a penguin. I would very much have liked him. I think when I think George Miller, I think Mad Max. I think
so
Somewhere.
Do I.
I don't think Happy Feet.
I think Babe and Babe Pig in the City.
Yeah.
Love Babe Pig in the City.
I think Lorenzo's Oil.
I'm shocked that Cars didn't win.
Oh, I know. Surprise. Pixar has enough Oscars, don't they? Would they win?
That's what I said Cars was going to win.
Hey, it's the Affleck.
All right.
Well, I thought Cars was rather substandard for Pixar.
No, so. I like Cars. I was a sucker. I was a sucker for it.
Oh, of course, they have him for screenwriting. The Affleck has an Oscar for screenwriting.
You guys That's ever heard that rumor that it was rewritten by William Goldman or something like that?
Yeah.
That's a car, I guess. They do this shit every year with the typewriting music.
It's the art of screenwriting. That's right. For many years, people have been laboring away at
they
the
do
art
a read
of scriptwriting.
Like, a script starts with fade in, and movie magic begins when the writer jots down the exterior, the location. It's like, no, we all know. Just tell us the nominations.
That's right.
So now they're doing a montage of with characters that were writers.
Yes. Barton Fink.
Yes, Ed Wood.
Albert Brooks.
Oh, I love Ed Wood. That's a great movie. That's Tim Burton's best film. Mars Attacks is his worst film.
I like Mars Attacks.
It's a disaster. I have a theory that Mars Attacks is just him kind of saying F you to everyone. He's like, look what I can make.
I thought it was so ridiculous, it was great. You gotta love the Slim Whitman, though.
Look, Nicole Kidman. See, that's what she needs to do more movies with noses, and she'll get more nominations.
Prosthetic noses.
I would not ever watch The Hours.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God, is it bad?
God,
I watched
would
it.
Never.
Especially with a title like that, it's like, I'm not sitting there for hours
watching
that. Yeah,
it does feel like hours.
Minutes.
Get shorty.
Quick, movies that you will never see in your lifetime.
Did Jason Robards ever win an Oscar?
Movies
I thought
you'll
he
never
did.
Seen in your lifetime. What's that one? Hey, honey, what's the movie that Julia Roberts was in with the college girls?
Mona Lisa Smile.
I will never watch.
Never
that
seen
as long
it.
As I
don't
live.
Want to see it.
Never, 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 never.
And the name like that, Mona Lisa Smile. It's like, it's almost like titling a movie. Never watch this.
Well,
do not watch
so pretentious.
The
movie. Movie I will
Mona?
Never watch. The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Hey, let's make a movie where a teacher shows the students how to live life.
Yes. That's not so cliche. It's ridiculous.
And, am I one of the? I like Dead Poets Society, but am I one of the only people that think that Robin Williams' character didn't give them enough information? He just kind of set them loose with his wisdom, but he didn't really explain life to them.
At the end of the movie, I totally blamed him for the kid's suicide.
Right. He didn't give them any tools to work with when he was teaching them.
He expected them to figure it out on their own.
It's almost like, here's how you load a gun. Okay, class is over, kids.
You know what? This is really wrong to say, but I would totally do Helen Mirren.
She's a very talented, attractive woman. And Tom Hanks, he's not too bad either.
I'd do him.
I love Kip.
I love his large forehead.
It's getting huge.
Yeah, she's been married to Dan Aykroyd for like 30 years.
Yeah, I forgot all about her.
Ow.
I think Hollywood
Remember
forgot about her
my stepmother is an alien?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the only movie where I thought Kim Basinger was hot in. Nothing else.
No.
Remember how...
Not 9.5 weeks at all.
No.
Or
Never Say Never Again.
Yeah.
If Borat wins, the show's over and I'm going home, guys.
I'll kill myself.
Because it's mostly improvised. There wasn't a freaking script.
Right.
It's an outline.
It's a mission statement.
Children of Men impression. Needs to win.
Yeah.
Children of Men should win.
Floor.
That scene right there where the explosion, that scared the shit out of me.
The thing that sucked is the trailer ruined that for me. I knew it was going to happen.
Well, true. Hey, at least Infernal Affairs got a little mention there for The Departed.
I know. A film that improved on the Asian counterpart.
No.
The war begins.
The Infernal Affairs trilogy is superior to The Departed in every way.
Knives and stabbing weapons.
Now, I will not argue with you that Death Wish 3 is a terrific film.
Oh, Bill, I forgot to tell you about that. It was on in high def.
I know.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
You know what? It looked great.
It did. I was laughing
my
ass off.
He shot the giggler. Why do you... Now, what's this film?
Little Children.
That's Kate Winslet.
Wow. A very, very disturbing movie.
Really?
I don't. How are you guys on the disturbing films? Do you like them? I mean, you can sit through them?
You know what? I can sit through them, and I can.
It depends on.
I don't enjoy them, but I don't know. It's hard to describe. I like them if they're well done.
I couldn't make it through.
Depends
happiness.
On like the subject matter too. You know.
Yeah.
As John Jansen would say, I can appreciate that for the cinema, but it doesn't mean I like them.
What does that mean?
For the goodness, for the film grammar.
Come on. Oh.
The Departed wins.
Departed.
Oh, no. That means it's not going to win anything else.
You pretentious bastard, William Monahan. May you burn in hell.
William Monahan, he looks like a fat Russell Crowe. Like Russell Crowe's been stung by a bee.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, he ain't Russell Crowe.
I never watched Infernal Affairs.
Infernal Affairs is inferior because it has Asians in it. The whole crowd goes,
go and eat it.
Oh, volume joke. So funny.
Is he British?
Well, I don't know.
Everybody's British.
Let me see. Show you what is that. Ta-da!
Nice type of apples.
You know, it's so funny that he says the movie that made me want to be a screenwriter is, and you think he's going to say something nice about Martin Scorsese. He goes, Lawrence of Arabia.
And there's Peter O'Toole.
No prisoners!
Who is a shell of his former self.
He is risen from the
dead. I mean, if he makes it through this year, I'll be surprised.
No, I want to ask the Academy, like, when they do something like, we're going to award this actor for his body of work when he should have won previously, can they think about that for this generation? Like, okay, who deserves to win now? Instead of keeping the same tradition of, oh, they'll win their Oscar in 10 years from now.
Yeah,
well,
they gave it to Peter Jackson.
Yeah. Once all the old people are off the awards, I think it might get better, but it's so predictable right now.
Yeah.
What the hell is Chris Connelly doing there?
I know. He was. I used to have my own show on MTV.
He got too old for MTV.
Was he an editor for Premiere Magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to get Premiere. I had a subscription to it.
Who didn't? You had to when you were a film fan back in the
Yeah, and you would read the shot-by-shot article while sitting on the shitter.
That stuff would come in and you'd be like, yes, Premiere. Now it's like, you know, now you read entertainment.
You know when I stopped reading Premiere? The most powerful 100 guys in Hollywood. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. I hate lists. I really, really hate lists.
I would much rather prefer reading about some film. I would love seeing, like, the summer movie preview or something like that, fall movie preview, stuff like that. But I don't care about some power list or where, you know, sometimes I would flip through it and go, okay, where's James Cameron on the list?
Yeah. Well, you know what other magazine got really bad was Entertainment Weekly.
What?
When it first started out, it was decent, and now it's just this friggin' rag.
Yeah. I've got about 15 copies in my bathroom.
This Wes Anderson commercial looks gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I saw this on the big screen when I went to see The Departed.
I loved... I still love Rushmore. I think it's great. What do you think, Andy? Do you hate Rushmore?
No, I liked Rushmore. I thought
Rushmore isn't one of my favorites, but I do like it.
I didn't like the one he made after Rushmore.
The Royal Tenenbaums.
Yes. See, I love the Royal Tenenbaums. There's just something about it that I...
A little too wacky for me.
I've seen Rushmore probably 10 times. I've seen Royal Tenenbaums once. Yeah. I've seen the Steve Zissou once, too.
Really like and Bottle Rocket is just awesome.
Oh, I love Bottle Rocket, yeah.
I love Steve Zissou.
I like it enough. I thought it was interesting.
Jimmy Caan was awesome in Bottle Rocket.
Yeah.
The thief himself.
I love Wes Anderson. I think he's got he's a very creative dude.
And what was the guy's name that they was the helper to rob the warehouse and he screws up all the time?
Oh, no, man, I forget.
Yeah, he doesn't speak English.
I love that dude.
Well, I can't believe they're playing the full long-form commercial.
I know, that's all.
I'll tell you when.
I've never seen the long version, Bill. I don't think I've ever seen this.
I've only saw it in the theater. This is the first time I've seen it on television.
I don't know what I expected of... what is the film I'm thinking of, Steven? The Steve Zissou film.
The Life Aquatic?
Life Aquatic. Yeah. Here's what I had a problem with. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, I guess. I don't think it's that entertaining, truthfully. I think there's some scenes that are great, but I think it's really
I love the whole thing.
Too
I
long.
Mean, it's...
You know, I saw the play between Willem Dafoe and Bill Murray and the trailer, and I was just like, oh, this is going to be terrific. And then you hardly get any of that in the movie. And it just, it gets really weird.
I think
like,
they need
too weird.
They could tighten it up and it could be a lot better film, I think. I mean, I can understand
God.
They're not playing up to the McMovie crowd, but I want the guy who did Rushmore.
I need to watch Oprah in
I'm
South
not saying
Africa.
It's a bad film. I'm just saying I don't like it
no,
as
I understand
much as
what you're saying.
Like,
is...
Rushmore immediately was one of my favorite movies.
I mean, I've watched The Life Aquatic several times, you know, probably half a dozen times. And last time I watched it, I was sitting in an airport, you know, and I just zoned out into it, just watching it. I loved it.
You made it through the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Do you watch a lot of movies on the plane?
No,
have,
I
like,
usually fall asleep.
What about one of those little personal DVD players and carry it around? Which
I tote two laptops. I tote my Mac for watching movies on, and then I have my work PC.
I'm like preparing myself for a trip up to Seattle in May. The first weekend of May, I'm seeing Explosions in the Sky in Seattle, and I'm like trying to decide what to take because it's, you know, it's like a 6-hour plane.
What's that lesbian doing now?
Oh, she's got a baby Bjorn with Oscar.
Man, that's funny.
Did they redo her hair?
How
I know she
they?
Has a different outfit, but her hair looks different now, too.
She has a,
it's just a little more muss.
She has a boy haircut. I think that's just her taking her shirt off real quick. I can't believe Alan Arkin won an Oscar.
I know.
I have nothing against the guy, but I'm telling you, he's Alan Arkin in all of his films. He's the same
He
dude.
Is. Would I
Beverly
love
Hills
to be
one?
Between those two right there? My God.
There, that's where your last scene needs to come in, right? There.
Yes. Oh, Anne Hathaway and Emily Blunt. I would bludgeon her.
Ka-chow.
Yowzas.
Would you assault her?
I would ass-ault her.
I'm digging the Emily Blunt there.
I'm so shocked how pale Somebody Anne Hathaway can... is.
Oh, God, J-Lo sitting one seat behind Meryl Streep. That's important. Let's get J-Lo in there. She's not nominated for anything. It's a struggle.
Look, it's a corgi. The queen has a corgi. Hey, is that costume design, the corgi?
Yes. That's really a midget in there.
Designed by Rick, makeup's by Rick Baker.
It's Vern Troyer
on the
as the corgi.
It's Wee Man. And Wee
oh,
Man
my.
Marie Antoinette.
I watched that the other night.
Oh, yeah? And?
It left some to be desired.
Yeah. I like her as a director, though. I really enjoy
Oh, yeah. I thought Lost in Translation was the best movie about absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Exactly that.
But and, Marie Antoinette, it just kind of, it, like, portrays Marie Antoinette as like this incredible victim, and she's always chatting with her friends about how misunderstood she is and It's the entire movie. It's like everybody wants to, once they're out of office, everybody wants to kill her. And she's like, oh, I'm so misunderstood. I'm so misunderstood. And it's just.
Have you heard people say the film's really about Sofia Coppola?
Yeah. It totally is. It's Sofia Coppola jacking off.
Whoa.
It really is.
Whoa. Hello.
Is she pretentious?
No, you know what? It's just she went so over the top to, like, do something special, like mixing modern music with this classical setting, and it just, I don't know. It was, it left a lot.
Do you admire her for the effort, though?
Yes, I totally do. In fact, I mean, you got to admire her for the fact that the French let her shoot in Versailles.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. That is cool, Versace.
What, you want to shoot in our place? No.
I bought a Versace.
A valise? What?
They had turned Rennie Harlan down just a month earlier.
I was doing a showgirls reference, Bill.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, the Versace.
You know what? I was, oh my God, it's Tom Cruise. Everyone bow. Bow. Lord. It's Jesus.
Jumping on your couch,
our Savior. He will save us. Deliver us from Xenu.
Help me, Tom.
Look at him. Look at how his presence, his intensity, his dedication, his insanity.
You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do.
Thank you, Tom.
Everyone clap for him, please. Look, Leonardo. Oh, look at Will Smith. He's like, yeah, that's my man.
I disagree with
that's
him.
My man. That's Jesus.
Of Xenu.
He's the white Jesus.
And you know what? As kooky as Tom is, I think he's a great actor.
He is. He's just freaking insane.
And he was born on the 3rd of July.
Did you? You gotta get Foggy a drop with the drum.
I thought about that, but it would just.
It's too cliche.
The rim shot.
Yeah.
It's too cliche.
They do that on Film Spotting.
Ooh. Oh, The Verdict. I didn't know she had something to do with The Verdict.
You know what one of my favorite Al Pacino movies is? Injustice for All. How great is
that? Oh, yeah.
Film?
I'm out of order. You're out of order.
So this is for Sherry Lansing. They're giving her, like, the lifetime achievement.
Yeah.
And by having Tom Cruise presented, it's kind of like a fuck you to Hollywood because he was let go of Paramount and then she was kicked out.
Right.
And then they started their production company together.
Yeah, correct? You're right, Bill.
Correct.
Now they've taken over MGM and will be remaking all the Chaplin films.
I'm waiting for the new remake of Rollerball.
Oh, wait, that's UA. Never mind. Sorry. Damn it.
Oh, yeah, it was UA.
They'll redo all the Bond films. There you go. Thunderball. McClory.
McClory's he's going to be on the phone going, hey, I can write this one. I can write it.
But
please, let me at it. Let me at it.
How'd you like to do a Mission Impossible underwater?
Ethan Hunt.
It doesn't matter that he's dead. He was just that intense that, you know, he survives.
Right. Mm.
Oh, you know what?
Aw, crap.
Uh-oh, no.
We got Eugene calling again.
Oh, no.
Hello, Eugene.
How dare you hang up on me, you sons of bitches?
Well, we're trying to do a show, Eugene.
Look.
Eugene, you really just need to calm down.
You need to shut up, Mulberry Bill.
Eugene, you can kiss my ass.
Hold your tongue. Hold your tongue.
Eugene, have you ever practiced Scientology?
I practice...
masturbation?
Lots of things all the time.
In wooden boxes on trains.
What's your favorite part of Nowhere Mulberry, Eugene?
Yes, sir. Where is the lover? She's here with me.
Damn it! Damn it!
Do you know who that is, Eugene?
That's me.
Damn it!
Stop exploiting me!
I got an issue here.
Got an issue with something.
Make that a drop, Foggy.
Foggy. Look, I just want to tell Mulberry Bill
that you love me. I know, Eugene. And I love you, too.
Is that love-hate really?
You made him cry. Aw, Eugene.
Juju!
Oh, no.
I'll get you, Mommy. If it's the last thing I do!
Oh, no.
Oh, we lost him. Damn it. That guy's insane.
I feel for that guy, man.
Hey, it's the Spielberg. It's some women.
Was that Sally Struthers?
No. She's bigger than that, actually.
You know what's great? And since they're doing these captions live, they'll misspell and then have to backspace and type it again.
Yeah.
I just noticed that. Wow, she just thanked the Lord for giving her courage. Now, how does she... Is she talking about L. Ron Hubbard, or is she talking about the Lord?
The Lord God of Beelzebub.
I don't think Sherry's a Scientologist, is she?
Well, I mean, she's like...
Has she been on a constantly?
She's constantly around Tom Cruise.
I think he works with non-Scientologists because he doesn't want them knowing his business.
Here we go, back out into the audience for...
Beyonce. I love Clint, and he's got more Oscars than Spielberg.
And he deserves them.
He should have
for all the greatness...
Any which way you can. Bronco Billy.
Any which way, but... Every which way but lose.
Yeah.
Coogan's Bluff.
Coogan's Bluff. Paint Your Wagon.
Joe Play Misty wagon, for me. Yeah.
Two Mules for Sister Sarah.
Hey, I want to tell you guys something about Clint Eastwood you may not know. He was a maverick of Hollywood.
Someone's really enjoying this.
And he's down to earth.
Oh, look, Spielberg's taking the picture. That's good.
It'd be funny if Spielberg didn't know how to work the camera.
Yeah. Oh. That's good.
You know, I admire someone like Ellen who could do this without, like, you know, it takes a lot to do this in a stuffy room of...
It does.
Yeah, she's good.
And it's good they don't have Whoopi this year.
Oh, I couldn't. That's like...
Oh, Whoopi is death. Oscar death.
Bludgeon myself.
Oh, look, it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
She's Hollywood royalty.
And she's British.
Looking nice. Well,
at least she is now.
She has a child named Apple.
She looks like she ate a big ball of sunshine.
Cinematographer. Everyone in the world's a cinematographer, she says.
Thanks to YouTube. Thanks to YouTube, all of our stuff is pirated.
The YouTube guys are like, all right, mention on the Oscars. Oh, by the way, we're billionaires. Andy, how much easier is your show now with YouTube? I know that ours is like, it's so much easier to find clips
now.
Oh,
yeah, that's where all the clips
are. The Black Dahlia, the worst movie to ever get an Oscar nomination.
Wow, ouch. I know.
Gotta love that actor. What's
Josh
his name?
Hartnett.
God, he's...
Children of men!
It's because of his deep voice. Josh Hartnett that, really is just he's
that scene right there.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Was incredible.
Seamless.
I want to see a zombie movie like that. And this is all one take, by the way. That's
yeah.
That's totally seamless.
The Illusionist. No thanks.
The Illusionist.
I watched it. All okay. Illusion. Nothing great.
I heard that.
I still think it was better than
Jessica Biel can't get out of the paper bag in that.
Oh, my God. Jessica Biel's ass in that? Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah. No thanks.
Hey, you know what I've heard about Pan's Labyrinth? Visually stunning.
Fairies in it.
The Prestige. You know what I heard about Prestige? No Jessica Biel's ass in it. None.
And that's what killed it.
Instead, it had
that
Scarlett
is truly what killed it.
Johansson with, you know, lots of heavy clothing.
Come on, Children of Men, win
Children
something.
Of Men, Children of Men, come on, give
come
them
on,
something.
It's gonna be
throw them a bone.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Pan's Labyrinth. Told you.
I liked it. I really did. It was dark.
Right.
It was intense. It was an adult fantasy, but come on, all this praise it's getting? No.
It's obnoxious. It's
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
it's a movie that, you know, in his stronger days, Terry Gilliam could have easily made and probably.
Yeah, it's a Jim Henson flick with Mexicans.
You know what? I can't help but. See?
That's a good one.
That's Whoa, great. Check out the Oscar model.
Oh, Guillermo's going to cry.
Guillermo, no, what, thank you, Guillermo.
And you know what? I love Guillermo. He's a great guy. Have you ever heard one of his commentaries? He's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I loved his interview on Charlie Rose where he started talking about how he saw a fawn come out from his grandmother's armoire at night, and he thought he was neurotic or something. It was really, really good. Or no, what's it's not neurotic, shit.
He's insane.
What's the word I'm thinking of? Yeah, he's basically insane.
Right now we are missing Battlestar Galactica.
That is not a good thing. I would rather...
Oh, no. What are they going to do? Are they going to do the VW bus?
Yes, they're going to do it, Bill.
There we go.
Well, they're cheating.
You're right.
They're using props.
What the hell is this
shit?
Don't
clap for that.
My wife's digging it.
People,
you know what?
Those people that's, should be in prison.
You know, I gotta say though, at least that's better than those Debbie Allen interpretive dance things.
Oh man, I'll never forget the Little Richard singing the Bob Seger song from. Do you remember that? It was Beverly Hills Cop 2. You busted.
Yeah.
Take down. You busted.
Check down.
Olyphants, Mr. Frodo.
It's an elephant.
Hold on. I've
Tim
Olyphant. Hold on, hold on. All right. Here's Wesley.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Eugene, please.
All right. He's not here right now, but we'll tell him you said so.
Well, that sucks. Why couldn't he Whoa. Be here?
Whoa. Hey, the mouth on this kid. How you doing, Wesley?
Oh, I'm fine.
Are you enjoying the Oscars as much as we are?
No.
Yeah, that's. I don't think we are either.
No, they're pretty suckish right now.
They're very boring, aren't they?
Would you like to shout out to your school chums, Wesley?
No way.
No.
How old are you?
You
Wesley?
Like them that much, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty much a loner.
A loner, really?
A He's loner. A loner, Dottie. A rebel.
What's your favorite show, Wesley?
I have plenty. Why should I tell you?
Whoa, we're going to be secretive about it. I'm sensing a little bit of attitude here.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
So, what are your favorite shows?
I'm still not telling.
You know all ours if you listen to the show.
You like Ben 10, right?
You know.
I like Ben 10.
What about Dora the Explorer?
Dude, he's crazy. Not that...
I'm not two.
I'm not old.
Yeah. Maybe The Office.
The Office?
Nice.
Really?
There you go.
Nice. Hey, Wesley, tell your dad, nice.
All right, here's Lucas.
Hey, Lucas.
Hi, Lucas.
Hi.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, buddy?
Tell him how old you are.
4.
You're 4?
What's your favorite TV show? Tell him.
SpongeBob?
Oh, that's not a good show. Your story has become tiresome.
Now is the time on Mulberry when we dance.
Your Would story you like has to become tiresome. Touch my monkey?
He should touch him with your ash monkey. Touch him, love him.
What? I love Dieter.
Love Dieter. You know, they were going to make a Dieter movie, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Through.
They were going to make a Hans and Franz movie, too.
Something happened, and...
That could have been...
I heard
that
Mike
would have been
Myers,
disastrous.
Mike Myers completely lost interest in making it. It was like this window, and then he lost interest in it.
Mike Myers was funny on Saturday Night Live because of the writers. And, you know, he may have came... I don't even think he came up with Dieter. I think it was his ex-wife.
I heard that he didn't have a script. He couldn't come up with one.
Yeah.
Well, if he can come up with shit for Austin Powers, I don't see why he couldn't come up with Dieter.
I enjoy the Austin Powers.
Now, Andy, you named your son Wesley Crusher Seams, right?
Yeah.
Man, what a Star Trek fan we got Wesley.
Here. Well, Wesley for the first one, for Wesley Crusher. And then Lucas for George Lucas. And then Courtney, of course, for Courtney Cox. Not.
All right, come on. Please, come on, prequels.
Come on. Do it. What is this, special effects?
Oh, yes. My God, Poseidon. I rented that off of Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Dude,
what a
that
horrible
premieres
movie.
Next week,
really?
Bill.
I want to see it.
In zoomed in HD.
It is the best part of the movie is whenever Kurt Russell drowns.
What about Fergie? Does she drown?
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, she dies.
Yeah, you ruined it for us. We're huge Kurt Russell fans.
Thank you very much.
I didn't ruin anything for
there
that
you go.
Disaster.
The letdown of the year.
Yes, the letdown of the year.
A homoerotic Jesus fairy tale.
Superman returns.
You know what
to
he should have called it?
Us.
Superman, homo savior. That would have been awesome.
Superman, he sucks.
Homo erotica, the movie.
Superman in the great land grab.
Yeah.
What one? Pirates?
Pirates.
Yeah, that was expected.
Yeah. Another movie that I absolutely despise.
Pirates?
I still want to see the second one.
Oh, come on. Pirates is a big old bucket of fun. I mean, it's exhausting.
It's a bucket of Big Macs. And I think
it is
that,
totally
what,
Big
what's
Macs.
Her name? The girl from King Kong? For some reason, I totally can't
Naomi
remember
Watts.
Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous, but her body is just like a stick.
Yeah,
a,
I don't...
It's a stabbing weapon.
Her nipples are stabbing weapons. Have you ever seen 21 Grams?
No, missed it.
Oh, my God. She's nude in that. And
I have seen 21
like...
Jump Street. Hey, look, it's the dude who worked on the prequels. He won an Oscar for something else. Yeah. A much better film than all the prequels.
Are you guys looking forward to Pirates 3?
Oh, hell no. Yeah. I haven't even
well,
seen
you know
Pirates
what? I saw the advanced pictures of it. It does look pretty damn cool.
Yeah, it does.
I still have not seen Pirates 2.
Neither have I.
And I've seen the first one, but
Orlando Jones dies in the third one, for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah. In like 2 months, I think the Pirates films are coming out
Orlando
on Blu-ray.
Jones?
Orlando Jones?
Orlando Jones!
He loves 7-Up, man! Orlando Blue! Orlando Blue!
I just went totally...
Everybody skipped right over that one.
But you know what's funny? Orlando Jones could act... his way around Orlando Bloom.
I think you're right.
He's Drumline.
Mr. Pretty Boy.
But I gotta say, I really loved Orlando Bloom in Elizabethtown.
Bite your tongue! Now, how come no one called out George Lucas for his completely racist Nemoidian guys or whatever?
Yeah.
What are
that
you
is the funniest thing. In the riff tracks, they
Newt
they're
Dunray.
Always going... Would you like sweet and sour pork?
And everyone calls, you know, Jar Jar step and fetch it.
Yeah.
And then Watto, of course.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Watto. We know what he was supposed to be.
So George Lucas, he's creatively exhausted.
He is. He hates Asians, Jews, and blacks.
I just think that he's out of ideas.
Just go get your shine box.
Yeah, no. Shine, this is what I. You know what I would have done for the prequels, Andy? Go to Lawrence Kasdan and say, "I want you to remake Silverado in the Star Wars universe." Here's all
that
the money.
That would have rocked. Yes, Rashomon.
Would you have seen that, Andy?
If it says Star Wars on it, I would have seen it no matter what. It could have been based on Barney.
Star Wars, Silverado. It could take place on Tatooine. That would have been awesome.
Day for Night, another great Truffaut movie.
Actually, if you have Silverado, they actually say my full name on Silverado.
Really?
Yeah. This, what's his name? Scott Glenn He runs down in this canyon and he says, "No, no, no, no. Well, Andy Sims told me to go over here and do this." Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I need to put it on the show. I haven't grabbed it yet.
Cool.
First time I saw it, I was like, "What the hell?"
Oh man, I thought your last name was pronounced Seams. I've always mispronounced.
You are incorrect.
Damn it!
So why are they showing all these great movies? I didn't catch the beginning of it.
Here are the films we ignored this year.
What is this supposed to be?
These I don't know, but
they're showing a lot of terrific films.
It's all the foreign films.
Every foreign film ever made.
Sweden.
They only make 4 foreign films.
Mephisto.
A year. Pan's Labyrinth again.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, overrated.
No.
Overrated.
I really liked Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. What happens, I think you mean, Bill, overhyped.
Overhyped, yes.
When no one will shut the hell up about a film, makes you sick after a while.
It does.
Exactly. You know, Titanic, I saw it opening weekend because it's James Cameron. Uh-huh. Who would have known a week later you just despised the film? Because no one will shut up about it. It's just like Forrest Gump backlash after a
while. Well, you know what was crazy about Titanic was... Cinema Paradiso.
Great film.
What was crazy about Titanic is that you saw it, and then like 4 weeks later, it gets huge. It just explodes out of nowhere.
The craziest thing I remember...
I've never seen it.
...as a kid going to see... now, why haven't you seen it, Steven? Are you better than Titanic?
No.
Is that what's going on here? I saw E.T. My parents, you know, they drop us off at the theater. E.T. empty. Next showing, people sitting in the aisles. It was just like, whoa, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, it took me like 15 years to see E.T.
It was like, boom. See, why are you doing this to yourself, Steven? Go out and see Titanic, E.T., Top Gun.
Top Gun, have not seen...
Have not seen Top Gun. What are you, a communist?
Yes.
Yes. I'm a cord.
I despise Tom Cruise and have despised him always.
Aha.
You're missing out on great films.
I despised him before I knew he was a Scientologist.
But you have seen Losing It, though. Awesome.
Well, the is military one.
This is where everyone's taking a leak in the audience.
Taps.
Yeah, Taps. What?
Are these all The Sea Inside, Javier Bardem, amazing movie?
No, you guys know what's going on right now. Everyone in the audience is taking a leak.
They're getting ready to get
all of those
bored.
Movies.
Fine.
All of those movies that were just shown in that montage. Better than anything nominated.
And now it's time to give an award to Pan's Labyrinth.
Little Miss Pan's Labyrinth.
You know what? Pan's Labyrinth is going to win all these awards, and then people are going to go, "What is this? I need to go see this." Then they're going to go see it and go, "What the fuck is this? It's in Spanish."
No, they're not going to go see it.
Hey, we got Clive Owen and Kate Blanchett in the hizzy.
The man who...
I want Kate Blanchett to be my wife.
I just don't find her attractive.
I'm just basing it on talent.
Well, true.
She's too twiggy.
Twiggy.
This movie was... The war film was one of Roper's top films of the year, I think.
Yeah, it was. I wanted to see it.
Yeah. Oh, Christ.
Pan's Labyrinth. Crikey.
Labyrinth with David
Bowie
and Jennifer.
They keep showing the scene with the guy with the hands. They always show that, and it's in the movie for what, like 6 minutes?
Yeah.
It's the most visually arresting display from the film.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They put it in there for 6 minutes, and that's the only scene clip they show.
What went? Did Pan's Labyrinth not win?
Germany won.
Germans! The master race win!
The master...
I wanted to see the lives of others, so I guess now I will.
Guillermo is rejected.
So
I love Downfall. Downfall was terrific.
Hey, have you guys ever seen Man Bites Dog? Remember that film, Steven?
Yes, I saw that.
Yes.
That was awesome.
That was insane. Did the director of that ever make anything else of a note?
Dog Bites Man.
Yeah.
Look at Clive Owen. He's like, yeah.
He's just
I'm
chilling.
A stud.
I know it.
But he was not in it.
Well, is this guy excited? Ooh, nothing Fosco better than a happy Nazi.
There's this great wow.
Ka-ching!
Controversy on Mulberry.
Put $5 in the quarter in the machine. Every time Bill is racist, sexist, bigamist.
That's what I'm here for. Oh my God! Look at Faye Dunaway. Oh my God!
He's got to put $5 in the jar.
She looked like that beast with the horns in
her last name makes sense. Dunaway.
Yeah.
Got. Does Foggy have that clip? Like my body. That's Faye Dunaway.
Ellen's going to make fun of it.
Or Ellen Schtick. Here we go.
Like my body.
And that was great.
Yeah.
The reason we're silent, everyone, is because we're watching a hilarious goof.
Snakes on a plane.
Awesome.
Whoa. That's kind of nifty. You got it.
That was cool.
Snakes on a mother effing plane, which was snubbed by the Oscars, by the way.
Yes. Yeah.
Where's that?
It should have got best song for Cobra Starship.
Snakes on a plane, y'all. Snakes on a plane.
Knives and stabbing weapons. The movie. Liquid metal. The movie.
Mimetic polyalloy.
George Clooney, Hollywood royalty.
Is it Lumenic or Numenic?
Mimetic.
Mimetic.
Ocean's Mimetic 14, poly-alloy. Everybody. Ocean's 15.
Oceans don't give a damn.
Yeah. Ocean, I'm waiting Steven for Ocean's Soderbergh, come up with another idea.
I'm waiting for Ocean's double X.
Yeah, hey, Steven Soderbergh, if you want to try that experiment of releasing a film straight to video, try one of your Ocean's movies, not some piece of crap
bubble
$5 movie.
That, yeah, exactly.
With non-actors.
Make it count.
Yeah.
Now, this lady was amazing in Babel. Really, really good.
I liked the Japanese chick much better.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Rinko. She was nominated.
It was incredible.
She needs to win. She needs to win.
No. Abigail Breslin, come on. Let's just keep this Little Miss Sunshine rock.
Don't you?
Oh, my God.
No, guys.
Give it to the little girl.
Kate Blanchett is going to win.
If you give it to Abigail, then by you know, age 12, she'll be totally strung out on
crack.
She'll
be like Dakota Fanning, just kind of just
Kate Blanchett will win.
Oh, God. Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, wait. No, never mind. Jennifer Hudson's going to win. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
She's the darling of Hollywood, everyone.
The Japanese girl needs to win because that was quite possibly one of the most disturbing performances I've ever seen.
She is great.
In the history
of
mankind.
Did anyone happen to watch Mad TV last night?
Did you send me Babel? Babel?
No, I don't think I did.
Babel Blue.
It's out on DVD now, though.
Damn you, Babel Bill.
All right, who's going to win?
It's Jennifer Hudson.
I called it.
Now we all called it. The darling of Hollywood.
Look at her. Look at her. She's like shocked.
I just want to say, fuck you, Simon Cowell.
I want to say my star has eclipsed Simon Cowell.
This is my Andy Warhol 15 minutes.
Yeah. Right now, Fantasia Barrino is throwing a monkey shit at the screen.
This is going up your ass, Secret. Sorry, Beyonce, but your acting sucks.
Fantasia Barrino is quite possibly the most disturbing-looking woman I've ever seen.
Whenever I hear that girl's name, I think of One False Move.
Vinnie Barbarino?
What?
Wait. What? What?
What?
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Thank God. Don't forget to thank God.
Yeah, normally they thank him first.
Did you read that article that on Drudge Report that James Cameron is releasing a documentary that apparently shows...
Don't even get me started on that.
Yeah, I did hear that. I think
the Bones of Jesus.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It sounds stupid.
No, hey, present the evidence. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's interesting.
Yeah,
I think it would be great if it's a whole marketing ploy for Avatar or something.
Yeah. Look at this tomb. I believe this is where Jesus was buried. Now let's talk about Avatar.
His James Cameron's press conference to go along with his documentary.
Yeah, that's supposed to be tomorrow.
Had anyone heard about this before?
I just saw it like 2 days or yesterday on Dredgeport, last night or something.
So basically, like, Jesus had a child with Mary Magdalene, and he has all three bodies.
It sounds a lot like the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's this whole Gnostic shit that is just so ridiculous.
The only difference is that it's James Cameron.
Right.
He's the reason I think it's interesting.
Well, it's really not James Cameron. It's this this one guy that he is friends with James Cameron.
Well, he signed on to it, though. He's got his name behind it as a producer, so he's putting his reputation out there. So there's got to be something interesting at least to look at.
Vista commercial.
We'll see. I have not seen Windows Vista in action. I've just seen still frames.
I have seen it in action, and I deleted it.
Wow.
It's bad.
Haven't you seen the Heroes preview brought to you by Vista?
I downloaded a pirated version of Vista Ultimate, and I ran it on a dual boot for about a week and deleted it.
Wow.
It actually makes your system slower.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I hated it.
So much extra crap.
Now, what if James Cameron does have Jesus in a handbasket?
Well, you know what? If somebody proved that was, in fact, the bones of Jesus Christ, it would shake the world's foundations.
Well, I mean, there's enough crackpots. Isn't Cameron worried he's going to be assassinated at one of these Discovery Channel events?
You know, the way I stand on this entire thing is there's so much historical evidence he existed and of the things he did that I can't believe this. I'll watch it. And like Andy said, I'll evaluate the evidence, but I think it's, you know, some sort of, I don't know.
The evidence isn't saying I think the evidence is proving that he wasn't resurrected. Is that what it was?
Right. Biblically, you have to go with this, Bill. You have to go with this. I'm a believer too. But if in fact it was proven that Christ was not resurrected, then it's all a sham.
Yeah.
It's all a sham. Biblically. Yeah. That's
but
what Paul said.
Even
so,
if there was proof, there's always doubt. And where there's doubt, change anything.
But there's also documentation that he was resurrected.
Right.
And there is documentation that he did ascend.
Correct.
Yeah, but what is it? But it's documentation. It's handwriting, right?
It's happened multiple times throughout history, too. So
we will all present this to you now.
No, I mean, where is the video?
Video. Someone outside,
something on YouTube.
Just because there's handwritten documentation doesn't mean anything to me. I want digital camcorder
footage.
It's
a story that's been told over and over throughout time.
Is this a good film?
I wonder where Steven stands.
Well, I mean, I'm serious. Just because something's written millions of years ago on paper doesn't mean it happened.
Millions of years?
These
are historical records.
Who says they're historical records? Who says it's not just a story somebody wrote down?
Steven.
Hey, what about
calm
the
down.
South?
No, I'm just
saying I've never heard about
Jesus. You know, what about leprechauns?
Yeah.
Oh, please. Yeah, it's the same
thing. They're just
leprechauns
as real.
Leprechauns existed. It was written on paper.
What about fairies?
But all I'm saying is if it's proven that, hey, this is the body of Jesus, no one would believe it anyway.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
But I really want to see the documentary. It sounds interesting.
I would weigh the evidence, absolutely.
Plus Celine Dion does a song in it.
That would rock.
Oh my Jesus. God, they're going to give the Oscar to Babel, aren't they?
I would pray that they do.
And I refuse to say the name correctly.
Bable.
Hey, it's Gail Garcia Bernal, who actually makes a very attractive woman. He did in Bad Education.
Hey, is this a chick from Bond?
Yes.
Nice.
She was good in The Dreamers because she had those chest pillows out in the open constantly.
You know, I thought at the beginning of Bond, and it's just because I'm a freaking moron, that she was going to end up to be Money Penny.
Oh, are you serious?
I thought she was going to be Miss Money Penny later on.
I still haven't seen the Casino Royale yet.
Change her.
Well, if you haven't read the book,
cheese.
If you hadn't read Casino Royale, you wouldn't know who she was. Because I knew from, Vesper Lynd, it's just part of the...
Right. No, but at the beginning, he said something about Penny. And I was like, ooh, does that mean she's Miss Money Penny?
Money Penny.
What is it? Are these shorts? Documentary shorts or something?
Yeah.
Two hands. We all have them.
Bill, have you watched Jesus Camp yet?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I dug it. Dug it.
Yeah,
I thought it was very even-handed.
Yeah, you know what? That's exactly what that's what I really hate about organized religion is the craziness that people get with it.
Sure.
The obsession, you can't help but feel bad for these kids. I mean, yeah, there is a way to say, you know, to have faith like a child, but this is brainwashed.
Well, the way I feel, I've seen that stuff in action before.
Really?
It doesn't bother me. Well, you know, I'm more charismatic. You know, to that extent, I think it was a little, I mean, you know, it's conditioning. You know, they've conditioned their children to be this way, but I still think that the message that, you know, you're talking spiritual warfare, and people think it's warfare. They think that they're teaching these kids to go out and tie bombs to themselves, and they're not.
No.
They're just teaching them not to watch R-rated movies.
Yeah, you're definitely
right. And to walk
right.
up and walk them and tell people, like they did, you know, doesn't matter if you're uncomfortable, walk up and talk about Jesus to other people.
I think it's been proven, though, when you deny your kids rated R movies, they become druggies later in life.
Well, they rebel.
They rebel and get tattoos.
I don't let my kids watch R yet because Wesley's only 10, but we'll do a PG-13 every now and then. I took him to see Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2. And
Andy, you got to let him watch the R, the hard R. Put on Hannibal right now.
The NC-17.
Hey, kids, I want you to see a little film called Hannibal.
Put on Bad Lieutenant.
Henry and June.
That might just scare him off of R movies altogether.
Yeah. This is Harvey Keitel.
Here's
and this
a little
is
R movie called Barton Fink. Barton Fink.
This is a little
one,
film
Naked
I love
Lunch.
Called The Big Lebowski.
I can think of two things wrong with this title.
Hey, it's the Seinfeld.
Have you seen
what
the
is the deal
yet?
With the Oscars?
Why is it every time you go to the Oscars, they've got to have a in memoriam? Who cares about these people? They're dead.
That's a pretty good impression there, Mulberry Bill.
Where is Kramer?
Where is that racist bastard?
He's not allowed one step in Los Angeles, man.
But seriously, where did they find Jesus' body at, though?
Oh, it was at the Circle K down the street.
I think they found it right next to the Ark. Yeah. And I'm talking about Noah's Ark in the
and
mountains.
The Ark of the Covenant.
On Mount Ararat. It's completely intact.
Next to the sacred Shankara stones.
It still had the... it had a T-Rex skeleton inside the Noah's Ark.
Man, is Jack Nicholson creepy, bald.
Yeah, he is. And
loved The Inconvenient Truth. Thought it was wonderful.
I saw half of it, and I need to finish it, but I did like it. And
very
it's,
good.
It's
very well
evidence.
Done. The worst part of it was an animation done by Matt Groening. I was like, what the hell is this? It's horrible. This doesn't fit.
Yeah. Oh, God. Look, it's another Iraq documentary.
Iraq in fragments.
It's like Iraq bad. Yeah, we got it. We got it 12 documentaries ago.
No, it'll win. Watch.
All right, Al Gore. I go Al Gore. I bet you my left testicle. It'll be Al Gore.
Yep, it's Al Gore.
Damn. I told you. You have to give me your left testicle.
Yes, but it's enlarged.
Is that the enlarged
I want a pound of flesh. I would like to announce my candidate. Look, they're standing up. Since you
I would like to announce.
We're going to give you an Oscar.
I'm telling that you.
That
I am this a big chubby man.
This
we'll
is
be
the
giving
sympathy
you a Nobel
Oscar.
Yeah, the sympathy Oscar. We're so sorry you weren't president. Here's an Oscar. Well, that just cemented this is the hot topic. See, you know what? Al Gore could be president if the topic becomes global warming. Oh, sit your ass down, Melissa Etheridge. Oh, global warming is a sham.
It doesn't exist. We all need to stop passing wind. It's causing global warming.
It's gaseous greenhouse effect. Melissa Etheridge.
I haven't fought it in years. Since I started making this movie, An Inconvenient Truth, I have not passed wind. Look, my head is getting huge.
And I still charter private jets here and across the country.
and waste tons and tons of fuel. I don't know.
Interesting.
I think the guy who was in, I think the donkey fucker in Clerks 2 should have been nominated.
Yes. For best. I think the donkey should have been nominated.
I love that guy where he's like, hey. Oh, they're doing Ennio Morricone. Loved him.
Nice.
Yes.
Love the Ennio.
You know, I think he's the best just for Red Sonja.
Yes. And The Thing.
I mean, come on. This guy should have won an award a long time ago.
Oh. Here we go. Little saloon action. All right. A prize to anyone who can name that tune. What movie is that from?
Gee, I wonder.
It's in A Fistful of Dollars.
Incorrect, no. Sir.
A few dollars more.
A few dollars.
There you go. You read the MP3 file.
Hey, it's in Spanish. I can't decipher that.
Dolores.
You know, the interesting thing about that Cameron thing is Jesus was made of a mimetic polyalloy. Knives and stabbing weapons. Of course, he was very passive, so he used them to, like, make sandwiches and stuff.
Healing weapons.
He can catch fish.
Dicing utensils.
And turned his hands into giant hooks and fished with them.
Making salad.
He was a fisher of
French bread.
Could he make a net out of metal? Like, could he cast himself into the water?
That'd be sweet. Oh, here we go. Are they... Enyo.
This is nice. I'm actually listening to this. This is good stuff.
Yeah, it is. Good stuff.
But you know what? They're not using the actual score. They're using the score from the little band playing there, so it kind of sounds like hell.
Yeah, Bill Conti, right? Yeah. I want to see if he's still doing this.
There's the mission. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that in years.
That's the movie that got shafted.
Come here. I need to buy that.
It's worth it, man. It's a great.
It is.
Great.
Hey, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
How you doing, sweetie?
Do you have knives and stabbing weapons?
She has her favorite blankie, pink. Yeah, I'm talking.
Does she say nice?
Nice. Emma, say nice.
It kind of sounds like Borat when you say that. Nice.
Is this Bugsy's score?
Yes.
Bugsy, yeah.
I think Ennio Morricone's scores got really moody and, like, just very, a lot of atmospheric stuff. You know what I mean, Andy?
You think, Milena's score is awesome. It's one of my favorite Italian flicks. And only because, God, her name just went right in and out of my head.
Monica Bellucci?
Yes, Monica Bellucci. Oh. She is terrific in this movie, and her body is just magnificent.
But it's her acting that you admire.
Well, the movie itself is incredible, but her body is really good too.
Oh, that's what.
Oh yeah,
favorite.
The Untouchables, baby.
Yeah, awesome score.
Forget that foreign stuff. American.
The Untouchables.
Movie.
I think The Untouchables is probably one of his most noticeable scores.
Well, besides Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
But yeah, besides Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
Sherilyn Finn.
I love Ennio.
I can watch The Untouchables over and over and over again.
For many years, actually. The other one called it my favorite movie.
Yeah.
For many years.
Yeah, Untouchables is a great film. Too bad Brian De Palma has since lost his freaking mind.
Yeah, what the hell happened to him?
You know, they're making a prequel.
Yeah. The Untouchables? I'll just ignore that.
Unsuckables, hopefully, is what
Once
it is.
Once Upon a Time in America, great score. State of Grace.
Oh, no, come on. What about Once Upon a Time in the West?
That's the best of all time.
Yeah.
I can't believe they didn't show that. That's pathetic.
Oh, my
no,
God.
They're
Celine
not
Dion.
Going to do this. No.
No.
That'll ruin a perfectly good
Why?
Piece.
Mute. Celine Dion will ruin the evening.
Mute.
She might as well be singing Because I Loved You. You've been my strength that I drink. You've been my voice when I couldn't speak.
Struggling. Did you see the Razzie Awards came out?
No.
Do you know who they gave worst supporting actor and worst director to?
Who?
M. Night Shyamalan.
No!
Yeah, isn't that pathetic?
Are you serious for Lady in the Water?
Yeah.
That is such a...
It's a dirty slap is all it is.
I'm sure he doesn't care.
I hope he doesn't care, because I thought he was tremendous. That pisses me off. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, go look it up. Sharon Stone, worst actress, though.
Well, that's right. But that's just ignorant for them to do that, because of the critics. The movie was incredible, and everyone is so cynical about it. Just
okay, I got to see this film.
I absolutely love that movie. I love it. After I watched it, there were like tears in my eyes. Because it's just that emotional.
Here's two guys that I semi-respect who like the film. I might check it out.
Well, my problem is, considering that it was on most people's worst of list.
No, I mean, come on. Andy, you like it. Bill likes it. I want to see this film. I trust you guys.
I thought
judgment.
It was good.
Okay, I didn't realize you had seen it.
I told you,
Steve.
I'll loan it to you.
So that's three thumbs up. No, Emma, don't pull that. That's me and Steven's mics.
All right, here we go. You ready? Worst Picture, Basic Instinct 2. Worst Actor, Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct 2. Worst Actor, Marlon and Sean Wayans in Little Man.
Yes, I agree with that, though.
Worst Supporting Actress, Carmen Electra, Date Movie, and Scary Movie 4.
Totally.
Worst Supporting Actor, M. Night Shyamalan, Lady in the Water. Worst Director, M. Night Shyamalan, Lady in the Water. Worst Screen Couple, Sean Wayans and either Kerry Washington or Marlon Wayans in Little Man. Worst Remake or Ripoff, Little Man. Ripoff of 1954 Bugs Bunny cartoon, Baby Buggy Bunny. Worst Prequel or Sequel, Basic Instinct 2. Worst Screenplay, Basic Instinct 2. Worst Excuse for Family Entertainment, RV.
Well, I agree with all of that except the M. Night. I thought his role was incredible, and it was tailor-made for him.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what people are bitching about, is that he made it for himself. And it's,
but
you know,
this is a story he told his children. But this is a role this is something that he told his children. It's only right for him to play that role.
They just had the knives out for him. That's all it was.
Yeah.
They had the knives out for him. And it's dirty, you know. if you want to make a statement, do it for director, but don't do it for actor. I mean, his acting was just fine. To me, Ennio, certain film composers, man, it's some of those scores that Ennio did, like John Williams, James Horner.
Yeah.
Man, it's like...
James Newton Howard.
Yeah, he's great. When you die and you go to heaven and the gates open, you're going to be hearing, like, you know, Once Upon a Time in the West.
I mean, yeah.
That's just how I feel about some of that music, and Ennio's one of the best, and so... Seeing him get this is great.
Yeah.
That they actually
he totally deserves it. Clint, get out of the frame.
Yeah.
This is not your time.
Well, you know what it is? It's the directors are like, give me a two shot. It's like, no, give me one. There you go. Put a one shot. And they're like, what?
Hmm?
Hey, pepperoni. Macaroni, pepperoni.
So, Clint Eastwood speaks Italian?
I make a good music for you. You want some Parmesan cheese? You want carpaccio?
How about a calzone? You want a calzone?
You want a calzone? I give you good music, too.
We want some prosciutto di Parma.
Come over here with your
Do you like some Parmigiano Reggiano?
You want some
that?
Sausage in your calzones?
Some buffalo mozzarella.
How about a little calamari to start with, huh?
Well, carpaccio no good? Come on.
Well, you like it the sauce?
You like it the juice? You like it the juice?
I love how the captions just say "speaking Italian."
They didn't even try.
They could have maybe like typed it phonetically.
They couldn't get a real interpreter. They had to get Clint. They're like, "Do
well,
we have an
you know
interpreter
what? It's more.
House?
I think it's you know it's more dramatic with Clint being there with him.
Well, no, you know what they did at the beginning of this show? They were like, "Oh yeah, does anyone speak Italian? Anyone? Anyone?
Yeah,
anyone?"
Clint goes, "I don't, but I can make it up."
Yeah, I'll try it.
I'll give it a shot.
I love that shot of Ken Watanabe sitting there in the audience going, "What the fuck is he saying?" Huh? You know, it's hard enough that I gotta understand English, but this shit is just ridiculous.
That's the worst accent I've ever heard.
They're doing I thought
my English was bad. Look at Quincy Jones. He's like, oh, come on, wrap it up.
This was our stage presentation of Babel on the awards.
Oh, what are they going to do for Babel? The silhouette people.
The bus.
The bus.
Headshot.
They're going to do a bus, and then it's going to shatter.
Yeah.
Or no, they're going to have the little boy masturbating.
Oh. That was so awkward in that movie.
That was. I got to admit, that was
like, it's like, no, why do we need to see this?
And wait, I thought he was taking a shit, and then I see him put his hands, and I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Things you don't want to see in the movie theater.
Wanking his crank.
Exactly.
Hello. Celine Dion.
Hello.
She shouldn't be allowed to sing at events like this.
We agree.
Yeah.
Celine Dion ruined it. It's just like a lifetime achievement to everything you love, and here is someone to ruin it.
Yeah. Straight from her Vegas act.
It's almost like when you have a big birthday party, surprise party, but there's that person you hate was invited.
And we make it back to...
What the hell is she doing here?
Where's Renee? Hide the money.
Renee.
Oh, no. Here we go with the K-Fed commercial again.
That's funny. I'm getting a Subway commercial.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you getting, Andy? K-Fed?
I have a car commercial.
And now I have a local Kroger grocery store commercial.
Yeah, they break all that up. Because we're all from different parts of the
yeah,
world.
And because I'm in Ohio, they have the basketball coach of OSU and a football player from OSU.
What do you have in Ohio that we would not have in Texas?
Man, you're weak, like, weak, weak, weak.
Like, you've never heard of Whataburger, right?
No, never.
Whataburger? Yeah.
No.
What Decent. A burger.
Yeah. But what do you have there? Like, in California, they have Carl's Jr.
Yeah, so we don't have Carl's Jr. Yeah. We have very little, like, regional things. Like, you guys, I'm sure, have Checkers or Rallies.
We've had some Checkers and Hooker's hamburgers up here.
Rallies. We have Rallies up here, which is known as Checkers other places.
Yeah, Piggly Wiggly.
No, we don't have any of that stuff.
Do you have...
Piggly Wiggy's gone.
Yeah. Do you have Burger Street?
No. Like, let me name off what we have, and it's the national stuff. Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, Arby's. You know, we don't really have anything special. White Castle, we have White Castle.
Do you have Big Kahuna Burgers?
No.
Gotta have Big Kahuna Burger.
May I have a sip of your tasty beverage?
We have,
Hey, it's Hugh Jackman.
It's Wolverine.
It depends on where you are, but we do have some Sonics.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, y'all are getting them up
there. Remember the best line for X-Men The Last Stand when he goes, "We are X-Men." He's got to remind them that they're X-Men. Oh.
We used to be men. We're X-Men.
You know... He's going back on Broadway for something, so I'm almost convinced he's gay.
No, he's married.
No, it doesn't matter. There's plenty of gay men that are married.
No, he's one of those real actors who does theater.
True. You're right.
He's theater.
I got to say, the score for Babel was really intense, especially
Bill,
in the Japanese scenes.
If you mention that movie, you need to say it correctly. It's Babel.
Babel
Bill. Damn you, Babel Bill.
You know, I don't care. I don't know how the hell you're supposed to say it. Babel,
I
Babel.
I heard the good German is Steven Babel. Soderbergh having a talk with Brian De Palma about how to suck up a movie.
Yeah. Well, they just, you know what? They wanted to do a classic-style movie, and it just didn't come out right.
Yeah.
Hans Labyrinth.
No, it's going to go to Babel.
Javier, never end.
I hope it goes to Babel, but it'll probably
Babel,
go to Pan's
best
Labyrinth.
Score.
Although I wouldn't mind seeing Thomas Newman win one. He's awesome.
There you go.
There we go. Babel's only
Babel.
Award.
Good. Yeah, that was a good score.
Huh?
It was. Like I was saying, the Japanese scenes, the way they handled it, the music with it, it was just...
it was fantastic.
Yeah.
That movie to me is just such an almost good movie. Almost.
See, I loved it. I just loved
Dude, to
it.
To me, at the end, when they go to they're going through the border, heading back home, and they get stopped, and then he hits the gas.
Yeah,
it went off the rails for me. It was like, that's too far.
See, but I could see that was going to happen because the guy was such a selfish guy. I mean, it even showed his tendencies to be crazy whenever he took the chicken and did that in front of the children.
That was great. Wasn't that great?
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
I enjoyed Tron.
Tron.
Tron should have won.
You know what I really liked this year that was snubbed? The gun in Betty Lou's handbag.
Oh, my God. You know, I saw that at the student union at a college outside where I lived called California University of Pennsylvania. And they, I watched it on in their student union theater, and it was quite possibly the worst movie I have ever seen.
Yeah, it's unwatchable.
It is. It is really unwatchable.
Along with Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
But you know what's funny watchable. About Stop or My Mom Will Shoot is even Sylvester Stallone says it's horrible.
Yeah.
But it ends up pleasing, though.
Did you hear what the tentative title is for Rambo 4?
John Rambo.
John Rambo. First we get Rocky Balboa, then we
I thought it was Rambo. Like something about the
Curse
the black
of the Blood Diamond.
No, it was something like that. Like,
so does that mean we're going to get a movie called John Hawk or whatever from
Stringfellow Hawk?
Yeah.
Oh, from Nighthawks?
Over the Top. No, Over the Top.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Nighthawks.
What was his name?
Speaking Hawk. Of, I need to put Over the Top on my Netflix queue.
Over the Top, Dad. Over the Top.
Sid Gannis. Telling you about how we preserve film every year.
I know. It's like clockwork. The two things you always get is the, we have to save these old movies, and...
It's either Sid Gannis or Martin Scorsese up there.
And since
yes.
Martin Scorsese is going to win
we
an
must
award.
Save the gun in Betty Lou's handbag. It's corroding.
It's deteriorating before our eyes.
Remastered. We must save Bedtime for Bonzo. Yeah.
Bill, did you didn't get to see the most recent Knights of Prosperity, did you? They finally get into Mick Jagger's house, and he goes, check out his DVDs. Still all this Criterion collections. I thought that was hilarious.
That's great.
Still, oh, man, he said, still anything that says Criterion collection.
Man, I need to start watching that again because that is awesome. Oh, that is man. Something that I would have been laughing so hard
right,
that
so tell me this.
I'd have been crying.
Was I wrong to quit after one episode?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Come on, guys. That first episode was not good.
You know what? They really cut it down. The original pilot was hilarious, and they really screwed with it.
Right.
I think if that's you would have stuck with it, you would have gotten to know the characters and all that stuff.
Yeah. Tobey Maguire.
Hey, Andy, I've never talked to you about this, but Danny Elfman's score for Spider-Man, do you think it sucks as much as I do?
To me, it's kind of nondescript.
Yeah.
You know, it's just background music. It doesn't really have a strong theme. And it's, you know, it's trying so hard not to be Batman, even though it is Batman.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it wants to... It,
I think
it
its weakness
like
is it has no theme.
Well, to me, it's like, look, let's stop getting Danny Elfman to do every superhero score.
You now know, we're I mean, doing best
like,
original.
Just, there's other people out there, you know? I mean, I think that...
I think Danny Elfman needs to take a break.
Yeah.
You know, let his creativity start again.
He needs
start
to
thinking
do another
about
score
something
like
else.
Dick Tracy is what he needs. Bum, 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 bum. I think one of his best scores is Nightbreed, the Clive Barker flick.
Oh, man, it's been so long. I saw it once.
I got to see this Iwo Jima flick.
So do I. It kills me that I haven't been able to see it yet. I almost saw it, but I saw Hot Fuzz instead.
This blockade is perfectly legal. Okay, guys, if Little Miss Sunshine wins this award, it will not win Best Picture.
You're right. You are dead on right. Because this is always the consolation prize for Best Picture.
Right. Consolation prize.
Yep.
They give it Babel.
But I don't know. I got a feeling about that Best Picture.
Ollie Babel. And the 40 Thieves.
Why didn't Casino Royale get nominated for
Now, let me
anything?
Ask you this about Pan's Labyrinth. Is it in English?
What?
Pan's Labyrinth in English. Or is
it's
it
in
some,
the dead language of Swahili.
Yes, it's in Hebrew.
Because if it's in Spanish, I'm out.
Then you're out.
Oh, look, it's the scene with the CGI buck. Oh, you magnificent creature.
Oh, man, that looks really fake.
Yeah, where she sees the buck, and she sees Diana in the buck, and then they kill the buck.
Huh?
Yes.
I've got to see this.
Well, they're not going to show them shoot the buck.
Bill, did I tell you I saw The Good Shepherd?
No.
It's the longest movie I've ever seen. It's a really...
Did I send that to you?
Yeah.
I saw it's like 3.5 hours long.
Okay, here we go.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah, yep. They're not winning Best Picture, everybody. There's what your consolation. Yeah. Take it.
You
and
can
go
see
home.
It. You can. Do you see it on his face? He's making this look like, oh shit, we're
this
not going to get
I
Best
get.
Picture.
Yeah, Alan Arkin it. And me. That's all we get.
That is the most overhyped movie.
It is the worst movie of the year. It should have won Razzies.
This year's Sideways. Didn't Sideways win Best Screenplay?
I got some laughs out of Little Miss Sunshine.
But I got like maybe one or two laughs, but the rest of it was just this horrible, uncomfortable
silence. I really
want
to see it. I really love to see it. It looks really good.
I don't think it's as bad as Bill says, but
I just hated it.
I just think it's a little overpushed.
It rubbed me the wrong way.
What's
completely.
The most over-publicized movie of all time?
It's over
of all time.
The Matrix.
No.
I know. Because.
See, right. I'm probably the only one in the world that loves the entire trilogy.
Yeah, you are.
She's crude. She's tough. She's arrogant. She's pushy.
I mean,
she's disgusting. In certain ways,
like,
she's a degenerate.
Like the 10-disc anthology
all right,
of all
right.
of them.
All right, the most overrated movie of all time, Sin City.
Sin City?
I don't know if that was that overhyped, though.
It wasn't really overhyped, though.
No, I'm going to say that... I was really pissed. I was really pissed at Forrest Gump beat out Shawshank Redemption the year it won.
Yes, you know what? As much as I love Forrest Gump,
I took it personally.
Here we go.
Yeah, I gotta see what they do here. This is
turn into a giant shoe.
Oh right,
the devil wears Prada.
You're right. Look at that. The wife is into the awards. Here, hold on. I'm gonna put her on. Hold on.
I like
Hello.
This being forced to come on.
What?
I don't want to.
I got a tiny baby in my arms.
Oh, hi, tiny baby.
Are you
How
enjoying
is that
the awards?
Tiny baby?
Andy hops on. What did you say to my wife?
He disconnected me. I'm back.
How are you doing?
Hi,
you putting up with Andy on the computer the whole night?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I have one ear that doesn't work. Seriously, I have profound loss in my left ear.
Oh, I was thinking that maybe the earpiece doesn't work. Not that
no,
you couldn't hear.
My ear, I really have bad hearing loss. And so I'm straining. I'm like fussing at the kids when they start yapping. Because Andy's constantly yapping. I'm turning my ear to the TV trying to hear what they're saying.
Well, we appreciate you loaning Andy to us for the night.
Sure. It's fun. So who's on?
Steven, Bill, and Jason.
Okay, cool.
Yes, we're all here having tremendous amounts of fun.
Uh-huh.
No, Vanessa, she's been kicked off the show.
It sounds like Andy's taken over. He's talking a lot. Has Steven said anything?
At least somebody's
a couple of
talking.
Things. Two or three words.
Oh, okay.
We're all just like, man, will this guy stop talking anytime soon?
Yeah.
No, he's doing
I'm
kind of
stuck between trying. I'm trying to listen to these guys and I'm trying to listen to the TV at the same time.
Yeah, same here.
We're taping it, so Andy's like, I'm going to watch it later on playback. We love Ennio, and I'm like, are you going to listen to the speech at all? And he's like, we're taping it.
Oh, we're ruining
it's in
it
Italian.
For
he can't understand it anyway.
I know. Well, that's why I said, does Clint Eastwood know Italian?
He has no idea.
Then he had to
he's just making
movies.
Shit up.
He got the copy. He got the copy of the speech in English before he said it.
Yeah, probably.
So you think that so the composer wrote the speech and then went up there and just did it by memory?
Yeah, then the English was on the teleprompter.
Really?
Yeah.
Or you had like line for line on the
but
prompter.
But you never know. Clint Eastwood's
Clint
a smart
Eastwood
guy.
Might
he
know
might
Italian.
Yeah, he it's possible.
You know.
Well, he did plenty of the spaghetti westerns.
Yeah,
he
worked with a lot of Italians, so I wouldn't doubt
That's
it.
That's what I'm hoping. I think that would be pretty romantic.
Maybe he needs to do another film except in Japanese. He does it in Italian.
Okay, it's coming back. I'm giving it up.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Nice talking to you.
Knives and stabbing weapons.
I love that when you put her on, she was like, oh, okay.
Oh, God, I got to talk to those guys.
Hey, has Steven said anything at all?
It's Jenny from the block.
Oh, and what we haven't been doing is, would you?
That I got.
Oh, you know, I just read it right here. Clint Eastwood is fluent in Italian.
Wow.
Because
nice.
Sergio Leone didn't know he was, and he would, like, talk about him behind his back, and then Clint Eastwood came out and started talking to him in Italian.
Nice.
So I guess that kind of made their...
And you know what?
You know,
something like that made
things
uncomfortable. Sergio fall in love with him, I bet.
Yeah, I think so.
Sergio Leone.
No, we've heard enough of Jennifer Hudson, okay, J-Lo? Now get off the TV.
J-Lo.
Yes, J-Lo. Go back
Please
to the Celebrity Center.
I was
years.
A fly girl on Living Color, and here you go. Dreamgirls.
Oh, please, God, just shoot me in the head now.
For all you white people, here's a film that came out this year. Dreamgirls. Andy, have you seen Dreamgirls?
Yes, I have. I was just bored with it all the way. I just, you know what? It's a fine made movie.
Not entertaining.
When it's a musical, and I know that Bill's going to hate this, but when it's something more like Moulin Rouge, it's just like a stylistic, you know, mess.
I hate Moulin Rouge.
I know. But what I'm saying is that because that was stylistic and had heavy editing, and that I can deal with that. And whereas Showgirls is pretty much almost just like filming.
Showgirls.
All right.
Showgirls.
Yes.
Paul Verhoeven directed this. Awesome.
Yeah. Dreamgirls. Okay.
I always thought Bill Condon wanted to do softcore porn.
No, I just, I was just bored with it.
Is it just me? I thought I heard a lot
of
stuff.
Oh, look, it's Beyonce.
I thought I heard a lot of stuff about Dreamgirls, trouble with the making of it or something. I don't know. Was that wrong, or
I don't know anything about it. I just
was it in production forever?
It.
Steven!
I saw it.
Steven just
bored.
Took a bong hit.
Puff up Gib.
Is he okay, Emma?
Excuse me.
Emma's watercoloring.
So does
in the background.
Does Emma call Steven Uncle Steven?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm Uncle Steven.
Uncle John Jansen is Uncle John.
But sometimes I have to go, that man is not your uncle.
Who, Uncle Steven?
Okay, Beyonce, fake. The other girl, natural.
Beyonce is just frightening to me.
Yeah, every time she does anything, because she's from Houston, every time she comes to town, everyone goes bananas.
They go ape shit.
Homecoming. It's just like, shut up.
Planet
you know,
Houston?
I love that her sister's name is Solange.
Yeah. Yeah, they knew that they were going to pimp their daughters out for show business.
Beyonce and Solange.
Yeah. It's like, where did you come up with these names?
Now, you got to tell me, are they going to try to get this girl on American Idol this season before it ends, now that she's won an Oscar?
Oh
yeah, of course sure. They will.
She'll sit in and listen to Judge.
Hey, listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your phone?
That's John Jansen calling me.
So you have his number comes up with the Miami Vice.
Exactly.
Andy, you got to put him on to say hi on your mic.
Don't worry, Volberry. No way. I would rather be on Film Spotting.
Turncoat.
Yeah. You're doing that again?
Spotting. Oh, is this your
We're supposed
new
to be recording
podcast?
Tonight.
Whoa, what happened? What's going
whoa,
on?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was me.
We're supposed to be recording tonight. What the hell are you doing hanging out with those hillbillies from nowhere at Mulberry again?
Those backwoods podcasters.
Was she crying?
Yes.
Beyonce?
Yes.
Or is that like to call her Beyonce?
Well, you know why? Because she didn't win the Oscar. We were like, what are we going to come up with so people have instant recognition and they know what we're going to talk about? And that's when we came up with Hollywood. And it made sense, and it's worked out for us. But you know. I still am not a big fan of having the word Hollywood in the title.
I think it's a great name. I think ours
doesn't
name,
lead to
our name really
to...
hurts us.
Well, only because people don't know exactly what it is. I mean, I like it because it's original, but you know, the only thing that would hurt it would be people would go, "What is this? I just don't know what it is."
What do you
call yourself? Crazy talk about TV show? I mean, like a Japanese title, crazy TV, funny talk. Podcast?
Karate Death Monkey Cast.
Yeah. Well, you know how ours came about. Jason had Mulberry already because of what was
his short
Shine
stories.
Box?
Yeah, everything we've, you know, that I've created, like, takes place in the
stories.
Town of Mulberry.
Okay, and I had a bunch of DVDs on my desk, and I just got done watching Nowhere in Africa. And I was like, how about Nowhere in Mulberry? He's like, yes!
Sounds good to me. But you know what? We would have gotten instant downloads for a name like TV Talk.
Yeah.
Because people know what we are right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, look, it's a Scientologist on the television.
Dipitosity! Both of them are...
Is it just me, or is that the most overrated female in history? Queen?
Yeah, and is it me, or is that the most horrible rug you've ever seen on John Travolta?
She is royalty, Andy. How dare you?
I am. She's on every award show. She's on every show, and I'm just like, you know, it's like there's a race to see who's the most overpublicized person in media. It's like either her or Rosario Dawson.
What are you talking about, Bill?
It was J-Lo a few years ago.
That's Manny Barbarito.
J-Lo, too.
J-Lo was one.
Hey, what do you have against Rosario Dawson?
Well, you know what? I enjoyed her in Clerks, too, but before that, I was so sick of seeing her because she was in, like, every movie produced in Hollywood that year.
True.
Yeah. It was like, stop with the Rosario Dawson.
But she was great.
Yay! Randy Newman, yay!
She was great in Clerks, too.
Hey, it's the dude from The Land of the Dead.
Yeah.
Who would that be?
The guy that played the guy that was with good. It was a good shot. He protected Riley.
Oh,
he was in the
okay.
audience. Oh, the lesbians won.
Oh, please.
I wonder if Queen Latifah will give her a kiss, because Queen Latifah's gay, too.
Yeah, first lesbian kiss on the Oscars.
Just paint with her for a minute. All I know is her music sucks.
It sucks. Who likes
Come to my window!
Who likes her? I mean, who's buying those records?
Nobody.
Ellen DeGeneres?
No one.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. I'm looking at all the red carpet arrivals, and Jessica Biel is nipping out majorly.
Are you not watching the show anymore?
No, it's on right beside me, but I was going through the arrival photos on that image site.
On the Yahoo. He likes the internets.
Yes.
Yeah, what's with Will Wheaton in his blog, Bill? He says internets now.
Because he's an asshole. he's always got to do that. He's always got to be different with something. He is just such an arrogant tool.
Wesley Crusher.
Yeah, why didn't David Crosby get a thank you from
Yeah,
because his
really.
Music sucks, too.
Thank you for your turkey baster.
Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Make it so.
How deep is your love?
Engage.
Engage, number one.
Picard to Enterprise. Energize.
I love Picard. Number one.
It's quite possibly the most annoying song, because at the end of that, it goes, ah.
Worst song of all time, We Built This City on Rock and Roll.
No, it isn't.
Yes.
It's top two.
Yes, top two.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Number two. Number one is, I want to party all the time, party all the time, party
all
the time.
Oh, no, how dare you.
No, or how about...
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Oh,
well,
rocks.
I wouldn't say it's the worst, but I would say it's definitely vaped.
If that ever comes on, it's like a half a second before I've hit the change button on the radio. Like,
that change. Still gets airplay?
You know, Bob Seger gets very upset when you do that.
Yeah. Well, when you get old, the stations that you like become the oldie stations. It's so
yeah.
Sad.
Have you noticed that?
I know. Well, it's like, you know, it's like I don't want to listen to, you know, hip-hop anymore. That's all on the main stations. And so, you know, I like Tears for Fears or something, and so that's what they play on the oldies. So I'm an oldie now. Great.
Well, it's not oldies as much as it is, what do they call
goodies.
That?
Goodies.
Yeah.
It's an oldie, but a goodie.
Tears for fears.
What do you guys think of Ellen so far? Has she been doing a good job?
I haven't heard. It's forgettable. It's completely forgettable.
I think she's been all right.
Well, you know what? If you're forgettable, you're not doing too good.
Well, I don't remember.
Like, I will never forget David Letterman or Steve Martin.
Looks like you're working out some issues there.
And Billy Crystal was always good, only because I loved the intros that he always was in the movies.
Yeah, those are funny.
One of my
and even Jon Stewart was good.
Enlarged.
The best thing Jon Stewart did was make sure that Martin Scorsese got an Oscar this year by his comment joke about saying that 3-6 Mafia won.
Yeah,
Martin
that
Scorsese
was great.
Zero.
But yeah,
everybody was shocked by that. Went, oh my God, we better hurry up and get that man an Oscar.
I know. It's like this friggin' rap group who spin records, record players. They have an Oscar.
Oh.
Nice. Martin Scorsese wins. He should just stay in his chair. Like, nah, I don't want it.
Yeah. He should bring up an Indian that refuses the Oscar.
John Wayne's backstage.
How dare they? Indians!
Little Feather.
Did you ever hear the story about that? John Wayne backstage wanted to yank that girl
off
the
stage. Little Feather.
Well, it just proved it to everybody that Marlon Brando was a raging idiot.
Yes, he was.
Even though he could read his lines off a cue card very well.
It is kind of funny. It's just like, I'm going to piss off the entire Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Will Smith.
I swallow the bug.
You've been watching your behind the scenes on Apocalypse.
I still have yet to
oh hell no. Get that Scientologist off my TV.
I still have to do the riff tracks for Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, that would be fun. The new one or the old one?
The new one with
the
Martin
Kilmer one. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Marlon Brando. I've never seen that all the way through. I really want to. I remember liking the original with Michael York.
I remember that.
What is he presenting?
I'm not sure.
He said Michael Mann.
So what are they giving Michael Mann?
Call Jan Johnson. Jan.
Jan
Michael
Vincent.
Call Jan
Johnson.
Call Jan Michael Vincent. Quick.
Stringfellow Hawk.
When is Ernest Borgnine getting his Lifetime Achievement Award?
That's right.
I thought they should have done it the year of Poseidon.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yay?
Yay!
Hey. I want to know where to go.
Yeah. That's our official Oscar song.
Mm.
Yeah, we need some Oscar music playing in the background.
So now they're doing a montage of racism.
Great.
Yeah. That line in The Good Shepherd where it was great seeing Joe Pesci show up in that movie all of a sudden. It, like, pulled me out of a, like, I was in a trance, and I was like, holy shit, Joe Pesci just got on the screen. And he goes, you know, us Italians, we got this. You know, the blacks have this. What do you people have? And he goes, we have America. You all are just visiting. And I was like, whoa, oh, my God. I can't believe he just said that.
I really liked Ali. It was great. Make it a man.
I've still never seen The Aviator.
I haven't either. I haven't
Don't
either.
Bother.
I heard it's seen. Really good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that tells you if it's been this, you know, couple of years or so since we've seen it, it's not like we're, you know. I never even saw Gangs of New York.
I saw Gangs of New York.
Oh, yeah, I saw Gangs of New York, and that was interesting.
The best word I can use to describe it is tedious.
Yes.
That's the same way I describe The
Why
Good
are
Shepherd.
They showing Superman. Returns?
Yes, Blade Runner!
Don't
Superman.
Blade Runner, you know that's one of the best ever. Oh, look, it's Stanley Kubrick. Y'all's favorite.
Yes, Paths of Glory.
Paths of Glory is his best movie.
No.
Yes.
One of them.
Don't,
yes.
Don't argue with me.
Hey, it's Magnolia.
Hey, I'm a pretentious Kubrick fan. I like 2000.
Oh my God! They just showed the shooting scene from Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah. Awesome.
Nice. How
about... Say hello to my little friend.
I swallowed a bug.
We need to pull that clip.
Have you guys heard about the Scarface game? It takes place as if Tony Montana lived at the end of
yes.
Scarface.
You know what cracks me
cybernetic
up about...
Cybernetic implants.
Do the rappers not understand what really is happening in that movie? Every single one of them has it. They think, you know, he's this huge anti... You know, he's like a superhero to them. Yet, yeah. This guy's... starts with nothing, gets everything, and ends with nothing. Mm-hmm. It's basically, you know, it's a Greek tragedy in a way.
Well, it's the same reason when all the stockbrokers loved Michael Douglas.
Wall Street. Another movie.
The coolest guy ever.
Yeah.
Greed.
They didn't understand it.
Is good. You know what? His character had one of the best names ever. Gordon yeah. Gekko.
Gordon Gekko. I bagged the elephant.
Oh my God, Naked Gun.
Why are they showing clips to this movie?
1940... What is it? 1942? 41? I can't remember. I just know I hated that movie.
Which one? The John
the
Belushi?
Spielberg. Yeah.
1941? You hated 1941? Oh,
get out.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I'm kidding. It's Deason.
Ah.
Rocky IV, there you go,
we're
Bill.
Punch drunk now. I don't know when anyone's kidding anymore. Hey, it's James Brown before he died.
Hit me!
Because he's alive in the movie. That's how I know.
Oh, I don't want to watch the whole "these are the people that died this year" thing.
Oh, are you serious?
This is the best part.
Golden Globe Awards. Oh.
She's got a...
What is it about these awards and dead people?
Kate Winslet.
She is scrumptious. Scrumdilyumptious.
She looked great in Little Children, all sweaty and hot.
Wow. Did anyone see the her in the Jim Carrey movie?
Yes.
The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, whatever.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I liked it.
I liked it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's a very good cinema.
But you know what? The Science of Sleep, I won't see it just because of the title.
I downloaded it the other day, so I'm going to try and watch it.
Did it charm the hell out of you, Bill?
Well, I haven't watched it yet, but I downloaded it.
Hey, get ready.
Do you have Barat?
Yes, I do.
Can you, like, shoot that to me? Can I get a link?
Sure. Sure.
Isn't it pronounced
Barat? Oh, my God. If Children of Men doesn't win editing, going to friggin' explode like the nuclear man on Heroes.
It's totally got to win.
That scene right there was quite possibly one of the most amazing scenes I've seen in a movie in years.
It was awesome. Totally
what
awesome.
Is this the award for? I'm sorry.
Editing.
Yeah. Bill, you're a retarded man for not liking The Departed. I'm sorry, sir. I love you, but you're
you know what? It's like I've told Jason a million times, whenever you go into a movie like that where you've seen the original source
right.
material
it
and love
your
it.
Vision. Right.
Yeah, it does. And that's my main reason why I do not like it.
I know. All right,
oh, this is
retarded.
Where Greengrass gets his award.
Did you see that movie? Did you see 1993?
Yeah, it was so incredibly distressing.
It was intense. What won it?
Departed.
Yeah. I think Departed's going to take it, man. Best pitches. Children of Men's going to get shut out.
Thelma,
you know what?
Schoonmaker.
I've said it before. The thing that upset me the most about The Departed is that the Infernal Affairs trilogy was really kind of pure in its...
But every time you talk about it, you have to bring that up. Try to separate it, my man.
I can't. I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's like trying to separate Superman Returns and homosexuality.
Yeah, exactly.
I just
hello,
wanted to...
Frisco.
It's like trying to separate Superman Returns
and
Superman
it.
The
Has
movie.
Has she won any Oscars before? Thelma Schoonmaker.
Sean Monker.
Isn't she considered one of the best editors?
Absolutely. She edited Raging Bull, for Christ's sakes. Masterpiece.
That's got to be one hell of a job, you know, editing a film.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take Scorsese any day over Kubrick. Any day of the week.
That's a hefty statement right there. I don't...
His film... Well, he's made more watchable films than Kubrick has.
Early Kubrick, I can watch. Late Kubrick is painful.
The war movie is painful to watch?
Paths of Glory? No.
No.
Full Metal Jacket?
Full Metal Jacket?
No, I love Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket is Kubrick's Mick movie.
He only had one other film after that, though. That just means you didn't like Eyes Wide Shut, that's it.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Well, that's okay, that's only
I thought Eyes Wide Shut was a ridiculous, pretentious piece of shit.
I did like the score, though. I have that on CD.
Yeah, the score was good.
Yeah, one note.
Is it 2 hours of that?
You guys are going to hate our Stanley Kubrick. Don't even listen to it.
Oh, you got to make that the opening music to your Kubrick show.
Is that just someone picking on like a violin?
That's a piano.
It's a dude on the right end of the piano. He never goes anywhere towards the left
end
of the piano.
I didn't know what the hell it was. It's like, what the hell is that?
So is Jodie Foster gay? Is that official now?
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's always been rumored.
She hasn't even made it a secret. She's out and about with her partner of like 13 years every day.
Did you like Little Man Tate?
Yeah, that's one of my dad's favorite movies.
That's a good movie.
It is a decent movie.
She's a good director.
Isn't Spalding Gray in that, too, in that one scene interviewing him?
I loved Spalding Gray.
The only thing that... She managed to work with David Fincher and make an unwatchable film.
Wow, that's hard to think that Bruno Carbi, Glenn Ford...
What would John Jansen think of what I just said?
He would spank you with his bare hand.
Oh, is this the dead guy list?
Yeah. Yes, the dead people.
Farewell, Bruno Carbi. We loved you. In Entourage.
Yes, and in City Slickers.
And The Freshman.
Aw, Don Knotts.
I love Don Knotts. Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Yeah.
Red Buttons, we loved you in The Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah. One day they're going to take all these people.
Darren McGavin. I forgot all about him.
I love Darren McGavin, too.
Oh, for
Christmas Story.
Hell yeah.
Soylent Green is people.
Yep.
Bumpuses.
You know, that's so funny. That whole movie's built on the back of that. It's like you say that line and the movie's ruined.
Of course.
Yep.
But that's how memorable the line was. It was...
Yeah.
They should have never put a line like that in the movie. Yeah.
It's like, you hear that line, don't even bother going
to the
movie.
He should have said, Soylent Green is this, and pointed to it.
Yes.
It's like a person.
Soylent Green is like people.
Soylent Green is shacked.
You blew it up.
Damn you.
You blew it all to hell.
Damn you all to hell.
He had a cornerstone of those lines in the movies.
Yep. Oh, man.
That's got to suck for Jack Wilde. The only role that they show is the Artful Dodger.
I know. What's wrong with H.R. Puffin stuff? Come on.
Jim Doohan.
Oh, no. Scotty. Doing my best, Captain.
I know the ship like the back of my hand. Bonk.
Peter Boyle.
Yeah, that one, I didn't realize he had
that's
died.
That's such a funny scene.
And to Infernal Affairs gets an award for passing away this year.
Yes.
Okay.
Whoa, I forgot Jack Palance croaked.
Right around Christmas time.
Hey, Mako!
Can't believe I had to do the...
Annie, get your gun!
That is why I cry for him.
Oh, Jack Warden, his best role was in Dirty Work.
Oh, he was great in...
Mako died?
I loved Mako.
Basil Polidorus rules. That Conan score is awesome.
Robert
Altman.
Now, you want to talk pretentious. Come on.
Overrated.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
Pretentious.
Shortcuts is the best movie ever.
It's like,
You have one person talking Kubrick, the other person saying, I watch an Altman film, and I'm just like, I'm going to go to the Kubrick side.
The man responsible for Popeye.
And great films like Nashville.
Yes, and the Last Picture Show in Texasville.
I've always heard MASH is really good.
I like The Player. And I've heard that MASH is good. Mrs. Miller is good.
His only film I could ever that I liked I've watched more than once is The Player.
Yeah,
Prêt-à-porter, not
Dr. T and the Women.
You know, it's like they had to call it Ready to Wear. No, that's incorrect. It's Prêt-à-porter. Yeah, how about not? How about I'm going to call it Ready to Wear.
Yeah, I was trying to get on Dr. T and the Women, trying to get on the set and work on it. Mm-hmm. When everybody, well, there was a bunch of guys here.
They filmed it in Dallas.
Yeah, they filmed it here, and everybody.
Have you
everybody
ever
was,
been on a movie set?
Yes.
You never get in an Altman film.
What movie sets have we been on?
Well, they've been indie. That everybody here, you know, all the college student films that I've been working.
No, that doesn't count.
Real one, no.
I was on. I stood and watched RoboCop 2 being filmed.
Awesome! Come in peace.
I saw the legs under the. I saw the RoboCop legs, and I was like, "Yes!" And we stole a few things with OCP logos on it.
I was on the set of Striking Distance in Pittsburgh, and I was an extra in Sudden Death in Civic Arena in Pittsburgh.
All right. Sudden Death being Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. I got to see him run up the steps all sweaty after they spritzed him with oil and water.
I worked on a Disney Channel movie back when I was in college. But, you know, it was just like on the Disney Channel. It was lame. That's about it, though. I don't think... God, was there anything else? No, we labored really hard. John and I labored really hard to get on Born on the 4th of July when it shot in Dallas, and they wouldn't let us on. We actually talked to the producer of the whole movie, A. Kitman Ho. We called them, like, daily. We, like, harassed them. Let us come and work on the movie. And we didn't know what the hell we were doing. We were just dumb college kids. And they're like, nope.
Yeah, I did, like, a lot of the Dolly work on all the student films.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Like, when I was in Pittsburgh in the mid-90s at Kappa, and so I, you know, Sudden Death, and one of my buddies was in House Guest. He actually had a speaking role. He's one of the basketball punks with Sinbad. Oh, wow. Wow. And I actually had dinner right next to Randy Quaid and Woody Harrelson while they were shooting Kingpin.
Randy Quaid.
Yeah, and then we went out and had a snowball fight.
You had a snowball fight with Cousin Eddie?
Yeah, I had a snowball fight with Randy Quaid.
Nice.
Really nice guy.
The guy who destroyed Independence Day.
Yes.
Boy, there's a movie you watch.
In the words of my generation!
Oh. Man.
Up yours!
The first time I saw that movie, I loved it. And then I watched it like 2 years ago, and I was like, this is a horrid ball of shit.
Yeah.
With neo-nifty special effects.
The only movie that shot briefly in Pittsburgh that I wanted to get into only because it's one of my favorite books of all time is Wonder Boys.
Oh, right. I didn't like it.
See, I didn't appreciate the movie because it was so different from the book, but the book is just tremendous. Right. Now, Penelope Cruz needs to win for Volver because she was incredible.
She needs to win for Banditas.
Hey, well, that too. Banditas. I saw Banditas.
It's so bad.
It is so bad.
My brother owns the DVD.
It's like...
He's a Dwight Yoakam
based
fan.
Based on the cover, right?
No, for Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah. Dwight Yoakam, so Steve Vaughn.
Let's see, who's going to win this? Judi Dench?
No. Watch it be Helen Mirren.
It's going to be Helen Mirren.
Judi Dench for M.
That's the most predictable award right here.
Yeah,
everyone knew
Helen Mirren.
Sure.
They could blow us out of the water with Penelope Cruz, though.
No, it's not going to happen.
I would love that. I would freak out.
Yeah.
And you know, although she doesn't really deserve it, Meryl Streep was very good in Devil Wears Prada.
You know what? If Meryl Streep wins, I won't mind because everyone thinks she has a handful of Oscars and she doesn't, right, Andy?
Exactly, that's the problem.
I learned she that from listening to the Hollywood Saloon, by the way.
The Hollywood Saloon.
The rough cut, which is not found on a feed, by the way. That's too confusing.
And this was
what,
my...
this is on the feed? But I only like quality shows on the feed.
Oh, don't even start.
Who's going to win?
This was I said Kate Winslet's going to win, but...
I would love it.
I want as long as it's not Hillary so bad.
Come on, guys, it's the queen.
And the winner is Hillary Swank. What? Yeah. She's not even nominated.
Helen Mirren wins.
Yeah, it's Helen. That's no shocker there.
Yay.
That's okay.
A beautiful old dame.
The dame.
She was very good as the queen, but...
Dame Kate Winslet.
Is that a good film?
It is slow, and it's just all conversations.
Slow, methodical, and tedious.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's
every female actress is a dame to the elderly.
I don't even remember who won supporting actress anymore.
Yeah,
Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't remember Steve.
Yes, you did.
This guy, her husband's an actor too, right?
Yeah,
no, she's married to Taylor Hackford.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's where I knew I'd saw
he looks familiar
somewhere.
The creator, another director that is very similar to Brian De Palma.
What's that movie he made? Everybody's Loves American. Everybody's All American.
Everybody's All American.
Wow. That's a stinker.
No, man, is that bad? Poor Dennis Quaid. Oh, I got us. Is the gun? Are they gonna make the gun? They're gonna make the gun.
They're gonna make the gun.
How did they do that bullet?
There's the gun. Someone shot a turd out of their ass.
Someone shot a grapefruit out of their ass.
Hey, at least when we're done with this nightmare, we can all watch ourselves a nice, wholesome Battlestar Galactica. Thank you.
I think I'm going to, I don't know, something. I don't know.
Jason will have to record it and I'll have to watch it on Saturday.
We'll have to watch Babel afterwards. I'm going to watch Pan's Labyrinth again after this.
Nice.
Not.
I actually have that on DVD. I think I might watch it again.
Let's watch DVDs.
So I can fall asleep.
Let's go. Hey, do you guys do that live every time?
Yes.
Yes.
Really? It sounds almost identical each time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You do that very well. And I sing along every time.
Let's do some DVDs.
I don't even know how that came about, us singing it.
Well, you'll know it's not it's live because Jason sometimes says
Blu-rays
HD DVD Blu-ray standard definition.
Yeah.
Sometimes he says it, sometimes he doesn't.
You'll have that big long pause.
He looked at me last time at like I was going to say it. Yeah. Just like
is that Jason's dad music again?
No, that's
actually
tune...
Zit Remedy from...
yeah.
Oh, cool.
From Degrassi.
I did not know that. I'm not in the Degrassi loop.
Yeah, neither was I.
I was too old, I think.
I was too
young. What
are you
talking about, too old? Jason, I used to watch it. I was in my mid-20s watching it.
That's not something you want to admit to.
Oh.
You just want to. All right, I got to go take a leak.
You know what sucks about that is we love Degrassi now, but now it's in vogue because Kevin Smith was
Kevin
on it
Smith
and stuff. And
well,
it's like,
Kevin Smith always has to do that to shit.
But now we just seem like Degrassi posers if we mention that.
Right.
Yeah, we were we'd watch it and that and Red Dwarf.
Oh god, I loved Red Dwarf. When Red Dwarf was originally on, it was on PBS at like 2 in the morning for me, and I thought it was the greatest thing ever. I loved staying up on a Saturday night till 2 a.m. and watching 2 hours of Red Dwarf.
Well, the
all right,
the Space Precinct would come on Monday night. I would record that, and I'd
Space
go over.
Space Precinct.
We'd go over and I'd watch that at Jason's apartment.
Tom
watch...
Rogan. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Space Precinct was quite possibly the best show ever.
Do you remember the alien cop with the eye on her forehead, where she was psychic or something?
Were these all BBC shows?
No.
No.
That actually was on, like...
it was from the UK. It was a Jerry Anderson live-action show.
Hey, why...
Starring Ted Shackelford.
Ted Shackelford.
Why don't you guys cover The Office anymore, or Earl?
Because we just haven't thought about it.
It's not an hour long. Come on.
Not good enough.
We only covered things as long as our show.
Are you saying, wait, I missed that. Did you say, why don't we talk about The Office?
Yeah.
I don't. We started out talking about Earl and The Office, but I don't know.
It's I think we just honed it down to a few shows versus everything.
You know, I watched last week's Earl yesterday, and I had to stop it halfway through. It was bad. The whole baby thing, I was offended by it.
It's poor. It was just.
It was good writing in the beginning. Really good.
They've lost their way. They don't know what's funny on that show anymore.
I thought the previous shows of the season had been really good, and to me that was just kind of vanilla. It was like, you know, we've really kind of covered all this area before. It's almost like a catch-up era, you know, with a couple of new ideas.
I wonder if Ryan Phillippe would get his big applause coming out as Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Would he get boos and get thrown, like, tomatoes at him?
Why did she win for the Johnny Cash movie? I don't know. Everyone says she was good.
She wasn't good.
I honestly don't even like her looking at her face.
You could take your hand. No. That chin.
The chin is weird.
That chin makes me like, I can't stop looking at it.
It's a man.
That's a man, baby.
Yeah.
It's a doorstop.
You know, she looked much better when she was chubby because it filled out the sides of the chin.
Right.
And now that she's
like
skinny, it just looks bad.
Low noise blocker.
You could take your hand and wrap it around her entire stomach. Just one hand.
Oh, Jennifer Connelly. Even though she's skinny, she still looks good.
They've lost all their weight. They have no meat on their bones anymore.
Please put a little meat on these ladies.
Jennifer Connelly, I got to have meat on my bones.
She had meat on her bones in that.
Half Nelson, amazing movie. Ryan Gosling totally deserves it.
Oh, Leo! Leo!
I hated the Book movie so much.
That Blood Diamond was quite possibly the worst movie I've seen this year. I know I've said that over and over again, but Blood Diamond was bad. Wow. Really bad.
Ed Zwick should have won for The Last Samurai.
It was, you know, Blood Diamond is almost identical to the way it plays out as...
The working title was Mr. Samurai. Cruise Goes to Japan.
Yes.
There's your winner.
Peter O'Toole. He's going to win.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sympathy vote.
No way.
Or not sympathy,
and,
but the...
Quite frankly, Will Smith in The Pursuit of Happiness, not so good.
Yeah.
Oh, I said that's who was going to win. It was Will.
No way.
But
it's going to be Forrest Whitaker. He's won all the other awards.
He shouldn't even be...
It's a lock. Forrest Whitaker, will you be happy?
It's a total lock.
He shouldn't even be in this category.
Wow. It's like a supporting role.
Yeah, because he's hardly in the movie.
Okay, here we go.
I guarantee it's like I would be very surprised if Forrest Whitaker doesn't think it. He won the Golden Globe. He won all the other ones.
He will. It's a lock, like he said.
Yeah. Ka-chink. Lock.
Hey, I see Renee in the background.
Forrest Whitaker got it.
Yep. It's a little jock. He's really shy when he gets up to accept the awards.
He's in the movie for, God, I literally like 15 minutes.
Wow.
He's amazing in it.
The James McAvoy is the main actor then?
Yeah. The who was amazing in Rory O'Shea was here. But, I mean, he's really good in it, but he's hardly in it.
Denzel Washington for Deja Vu.
I wonder if he's going to thank Elrond.
Is he a Scientologist, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I would like to thank Elrond, and I would like to thank the Xenu and the Thetan that's in my left eye that makes it all crazy. I wonder if he joined Scientology because they said they could fix it. Yeah. Join Scientology. We can fix that fucked up eye of yours.
Do you remember that movie he made where he was the samurai guy?
Oh, wasn't that the Jim Jarmusch?
Yeah.
I liked Ghost Dog.
Hey, now that's someone. You run across someone who says, no, I love the films of Jim Jarmusch. It's like, get me out of there.
Yeah, 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 totally.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
it's like
a wall instead of you.
It's like, are you fucking nuts?
Yeah,
but I liked Ghost Dog.
Yeah,
no, I thought it was interesting. It was really it was so much like a classic like Zatoichi type film.
I do not know what that means. Zatoichi.
Zatoichi. Have you never seen that like classic Japanese series about the blind swordsman?
Have not seen this.
Or even like a Rashomon or, you know, just...
I've seen a little bit of Kurosawa, but that's as far as I can go.
But, I would have to say that I would say that Black Dog was like a modern kind of Kurosawa.
Black Dog?
Black Dog. Good Lord. Black Dog. I'm getting tired. Patrick Swayze and Meatloaf. Uh-oh, here it comes. Here comes the three big ones.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun.
God, who's going to win this award?
God, I wonder who's going to win.
All right, get ready for the standing ovation.
Here comes Best Picture.
George Lucas has never won an Oscar for direction.
No.
He's in
so
that
why are you... Yeah, exactly. So why are you here?
He's that group, that generation. Scorsese rounds out the group. And Brian De Palma's not good enough to stand up there with him anymore.
No, not after Snake Eyes.
Yeah.
That was quite possibly the most disjointed film I've ever seen. Why was there a boxing match during a fucking hurricane? And then they decide to go outside and a gigantic ball is rolling towards them. Mm-hmm. I was just like, what is going on here? Like, was there no warning? They wouldn't cancel the fight because of the hurricane?
No, not at all.
Was the fight that important?
It was a low grade hurricane.
The evacuation routes have been started, but
Paul Greengrass
will go on.
I want to win, but he won't.
Marty Scorsese.
They should have had De Niro, Harvey Keitel, and Joe Pesci give this award away.
Yeah. God, I didn't see that one coming.
Yay.
Paul Greengrass.
Good job, Marty. You little
Paul Greengrass deserved it.
Paul Greengrass won on my TV. What?
Forget about the guy from Bad News Bears, Marty Scorsese, Shorty.
Yes.
He's a very short man.
God, Jack, what the hell are you
from
doing with your head?
Shark Tale. Why did they have to cut to Jack Nicholson?
I know he's been standing in the side for like 20 minutes.
Jack is dead, my friend.
He's going to do the best picture.
Does he get Oscars for his eyebrows?
Thank you. I'd like to thank the director of Shark Tale. And the upcoming Shark Tale 2.
I'd like to thank my American Express card.
Come on, Scorsese needed an Oscar. It was a crime he didn't have one up until now.
Yeah. Well, but what's sad is it's become the commemorative Oscar.
Yeah.
But I think I like Departed. I think it was a good film, and he's worthy for receiving it.
Yeah, it's not like it's a horrible film. If it would have been Gangs of New York, I would have been like, what?
Right. So, but it's still a commemorative Oscar. This also means they don't have to waste a year on him to give him
a lifetime,
a lifetime achievement. Exactly.
Right. Yes. Okay. You know what? I'm totally happy with it now.
Well, it closes it out. Now
they don't
have
to waste 30 minutes doing a commemorative thing.
As long as he acknowledged the original films in Asian cinema, I'm totally happy with it.
Did he?
Yeah, he just did.
Oh, cool.
He said he wanted to acknowledge the original films.
You know
and
been it was good to improve on Infernal Affairs, which was a very flawed film.
Well, they're talking about
what Mulberry Bill says.
Was not a flawed film.
No matter what Mulberry Bill says.
The flaw was they didn't speak English and didn't understand the word they said.
We've got to remake it. Boston. Park the car.
And there's got to be a ridiculous twist ending that wasn't needed.
Man, that I didn't see it coming, dude.
When that hit.
Well, you see, in the original, it happens the way the Leo DiCaprio character is taken out. But the black kid, the Anthony Anderson character, was like, what the hell was he there for? He was never in the original. He didn't belong in that scene, and I just thought it was ridiculous. It was overkill. That was my main problem with the movie. I loved how it handled everything else except the end. The end ruined it for me. Hmm. Because the best thing about the Infernal Affairs trilogy is the second one. It's the oh my god,
John Jansen on the hizzy.
So the second film, the character that Matt Damon plays in The Departed, it's all about him dealing with his guilt and remorse and what happened in the first one, and it basically drives himself insane. And that's the best thing about it, is just the way it's handled. And it's a prequel, so it kind of like goes back in time to explain things that happened before the first film and during. And it's just, it rounds it out so perfectly. They could have really made something special if they just would have stuck with the original script.
Right. Yeah, I would like to see it, definitely. All right, is this Best Picture?
There's Jack.
There's Jack, finally. We waited all night for Jack.
God, I'm so tired of everything she's in.
I am just so tired of her. Yeah. She is insane. She is emotionally unstable and bizarre.
All right, what's going to win Best Picture, everybody?
Departed. Departed.
Departed's got it, because Little Miss Sunshine won the consolation. That proved it.
I'm just glad I didn't watch the Infernal Affairs trilogy, because I wouldn't like The Departed.
You watched the Infernal Affairs, the first one.
Yeah, I did.
But did you not think that the added people at the end of the Departed was too much?
It didn't matter. I didn't understand. It wasn't a factor.
It's two different films.
It's too much.
And the winner is Little Miss Sunshine, because it made us feel good about life.
Everyone's gonna freak out if Sunshine wins.
They wouldn't have Jack Nicholson presenting it if it wasn't The Departed.
Yeah.
Oh, like she's so surprised. My God.
Yeah. That's good.
Marty, you won again.
Marty, you won.
Get back out there, Marty.
You didn't even have to make... You didn't have to make a movie about the Holocaust to win. You made it. You won.
Go give him a kiss, you schlub.
Boo.
My wife just said, thank God it wasn't Little Miss Sunshine. That would have been bad news.
Yes. And 3-6 Opera didn't win anything tonight.
3-6 Mafia.
Whatever.
3-6 Opera.
Hello.
We're 3-6 Opera.
It's hard to be a pimp today.
We're taking
it
back.
I'd like to thank Kevin McClory.
The Departed.
So he produced Blood Diamond, too.
Yeah.
Scorsese
could
have directed
Blood
Diamond.
What is he talking about Blood Diamond for? Yeah, but what if... what? It's like he's doing this for the DVD sales. I mean,
yeah. They're at your local supermarket. Check them out.
It's on the Blood Diamond DVD, it's going to say, mentioned by the guy who won Best Producer for The Departed. There was some kind of contention about this. Remember when it was nominated and they said... people to be assigned later, the people who, the names of the producers. They didn't list the names of the producers on The Departed.
Huh.
There was some controversy involved about who actually was responsible for the film.
I think they just sort of trucked in all the Asian people that made the
that
first...
That was cool that they let the producer talk the whole time. Sometimes the director does, doesn't he?
A lot of times the director produces as well.
Sometimes they do. The whole cast does go up. I don't know why they didn't.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the whole cast of Crash went up last year.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Captioning by Caption Max.
We'd like to thank you guys for coming out tonight. Thank you for visiting with the Oscar. No drinking or driving on the way home.
Now to the governor's ball.
And there's going to be partying all night. Now, what was the most shocking win of the evening before we wrap it up?
There were absolutely no shocking wins.
Alan Arkin surprised
Alan
me.
Alan Arkin.
Okay, you know what surprised me? Happy Feet winning instead of Cars.
Surprise.
I would have liked Monster House.
You know why Eddie Murphy didn't win? Because of Norbit.
Eddie Murphy didn't win because he just played the James
Brown role.
Shit, James Brown role he did on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
He should have just...
Hot tub.
It's too hot.
I forgot
it's
about hot that.
In a hot tub. It's going to make me sweat. Yo!
All right, guys. Let's wrap this up.
All right.
A three-hour podcast.
you know what? You can probably edit it down to like an hour and a half.
You can probably edit it down to 15 minutes.
Yeah. We'd like to thank our special guest, Eugene. He was great on the show.
Oh,
we're going to have to change our number. But thanks for joining us again, Andy.
Yes, I'm sorry. I know I've been sticking my face into your business for too long here. I will stay away for a long, long time.
It is no problem. No. And here's our closing song, and I think it's fitting for the Oscars.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun? Say yay!
Yeah!
Yeah!
I want to know what it goes.
Gold statue.
He's a crackhead.
Departed, y'all. 2007.
This is by 3-6 Opera.
Little Miss Sunshine. Little Miss Sunshine.
Could be a crackhead.
That lady that says the crackhead part sounds like Wanda Sykes. I'm gonna want some BSG, y'all.
Alright, dude.
I'm gonna make my sweat.